All right. So welcome back. I hope, you know, if anybody has any like one liner that you want to share about something that an insight that you had or something that you can take from our first couple of hours together here, please share. I would love to hear. I always feel a little bad when I go off on my ranting kind of things, but I'm hoping that what I shared was helpful, at least partially. So just one line, one word.
Anybody? No need to feel bad. It's fabulous.
Yay. Okay, good.
Yes, I have my three things to do.
You do? Okay, cool. Tell me.
Yeah. Well, I have to find a house to live since I've been, well, not a vagrant, a gypsy, but a vagabond for 3 years now. So I have that, my house, which gives me the time to work on and focus on my business and to find a tech.
Okay.
Find a tech person.
Find a tech person to help you out. Cool.
Find a house, find a tech person, then focus on my business.
So when you focus on finding a tech person, I'm just going to maybe throw in a little bit of juice there. If you don't really, you have to be out clear on what you want them to do. Because you're not in a financial position where you're generating income that you can just hire a tech to be available to do whatever, whenever. No. Right? So project-wise, right? So Okay. You might want to add in there is to complete your whatever you're going to use as a lead gen. And don't overthink lead gens. I mean, I'd just a lead gen and have them set up a lead gen for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You've done most of the work on the lead gen anyway. I mean, you may want to fix it up a little bit or whatever, but
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Super.
Thank you. Anybody else want to share anything? Any one action item that's come out of this or still in the muddle?
I just know I've got to suddenly make $30,000 a month.
Suddenly, in order to afford the.
And Lisa and Lynn know why.
Is that the
farm?
You've mentioned it. The farm. Okay, so is this something you would sell your house to buy, or you want to buy?
Yeah. Anything? It's just something to put on the vision board.
I love it. So put it there. And I don't mean just figuratively in your vision board in your head, right? If you've got a picture of it, cut it out. I don't care if there's nothing else on your vision board. Just get a piece of board and cut a picture of it out and hang it on your wall. And then in the box, go goal. And realistically, think about what's the minimum amount of money you need to be able to make to be able to get this thing, to be able to afford this thing. And then what's the max? You know, what's the ideal to leave you? And that we're going to target for those numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing. Okay. Remember we said one thing? Okay. That's one thing. We can give you a couple of others, but that's okay. All right. So I want to respect time. You know, you guys in Europe, I know Lisa, your bedtime comes early. And so I want to come back around. And what I want to do is, and if you have a video that you want me to look at already, like Mihaela, if you have some videos, put the link in the chat for us and we can play it. I can play it and I'll give you some critique on that because done is better than perfect, right?
So they're on my phone. How do I do that? Can I just put them on NEPA?
Yeah, you can put it on NEPA. Yep. Yeah. So do it from there and then you can always transfer them, but we can play them from there. Okay. All right. So, Lisa, based on what we've been talking about so far, do you have an amount? What I'd love to hear, if you're willing to share, and you know, some financials are often private, but what would be your minimum income that would make you feel comfortable on a monthly basis? What would be like, wow, that would just like give me so much room to pay off debt and do whatever I need to do. Do you have some of those numbers in mind?
Yeah, I need 5,000 to 7,000 a month regularly. And then it would be great to have 10 a month.
Okay.
But if I had 5 to 7 a month, then that would already, but every month, not just some months.
Okay. All right. And then when you're working with, when you're on a roll with the group that has been sending you clients,
yeah,
when on your best months with them, about how much have you made?
Well, I've made 3 to 4 with them, but then I have, you know, my private clients, and so sometimes I get close to 5. But, you know, but right now, as I said, I just on Friday saw the last person, and I have a small, I have 3 more hours of something I have to deliver. And then I don't have anything in the pipeline.
Okay. All right. So if let's just make some numbers on worst case assumption and then best case assumption. Okay. Yeah. So if worst case assumption, you were to offer these $150, you know, you can figure out the exact right amount, but $150 seems an easy yes. Lab assessment. That's just will take your previous, your most recent, labs from your doctor, whatever you have, run them through the software and talk to you about what we're seeing in there. How many of those could you comfortably do in a month?
Well, I mean, I could do one a day.
Okay.
I mean, they don't take so much time.
Okay, so you can do 30 of those in a month.
Well, let's just say 20. Well, because it's 30, it says weekends, right? So, I mean, I work weekends, but I'd like to have some time off.
Yes, you would. Could you do 2 in a couple of days?
Yeah, yeah. I could do, I could do...
Say 20 to 30.
Yeah, okay. 20 to 30, yeah.
So 150 times 20 is $3,000.
Well, that's great.
150 times 30 is $4,500.
That's really great, yeah.
That's just on your lead gen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So the next step is, how do we get you a steady stream of these?
Yeah.
So that you're doing one a day on average, right? Some days 2, some days none, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives you a really nice cushion. If we can get that piece going. So we need a steady stream. So what's needed for that is 1, right? A lead gen that gets them into that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then number 2 we need is, okay, of those 20 to 30, so how many clients, if you were to get them into a package of what we talked about before, which is what you're now charging $350 on.
That's just for two sessions.
Two sessions, right? But that, but that's probably 5 to 6 hours of your time.
Yeah.
No? Right? Yeah. So how many of those are you comfortable you want to target for getting in a month? 5? 10?
Well, I mean, I had thought of it as a package, so of 6, so it's 1,050, and then so that would be over 3 months. So that's why I break it down to the 1 month. So I would think.
Oh wait! So you're not just selling them this one package for $350, or you are, and then your help?
I have one sort of, you know, some people have never worked with them. So then I have the sort of like a typical, you know, initial and follow-up. So that's the 350, right? And then for the complex, for my sort of signature program, for the comprehensive assessment, then it's 1,050, but it's 6 calls. 6 calls over 12 weeks. But it still works out to 350 in a month for 2
weeks. All right. So let's just look at a simple, easy sell from a, and I don't like to use the word sell, offer from a 150 kind of a, you know, this is a 2-session, very low commitment. And I would say somewhere in the 700 to 1,000 would be what you should be getting for that 6 hours.
Okay.
Cause rather than looking at it this way, because like, you know, the first time you spend with them is the most intensive. And after that, it's not as intensive because you're not going to be doing labs every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if this was your only stuff, that we just set up this funnel that steady streamed this, got you into, you know, people that did these 2 sessions, and then that was it, right? That was all you had. So how many of those could you do in a month?
Nobody was helping. There were
I could do 2. I don't know. I don't, you know, it depends how much work. I mean, I think I would do 2 a week, maybe.
So 8 a month.
Yeah, 8 a month. Yeah.
Okay. So if we were to price that at $700, would you feel comfortable making $700 because knowing it's 5 to 7 hours of your time?
Yeah. That's
you
great.
Would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just say 7 mm-hmm. times 8. Mm-hmm. So 700 mm-hmm. times 8 is $5,600.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you can meet your goals by just focusing your attention on this.
Yeah.
Of course, some of these people are going to want to move up into, they're going to go, okay, now that we've got this laid out, I want help implementing this.
Yeah.
Right. And that could be a different program, a different level of program. Maybe that level of program offers some ongoing coaching support, putting the plan in place with a set of evaluations at the end. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just offers that. And then the next series would start with the evaluation mm-hmm. again, which would be the same thing.
So the evaluation is 2 sessions, but it's 5 to 6 hours. And that's around $700.
Right. And it's what you're doing now, which is sitting with all their stuff. You might limit it to, you let us know. You might do some and over deliver and go, okay, I'm limiting this to 2.
Yeah.
You don't want to put limiters in there unless you really need to. So if you just say that that's what you're going to do, you're going to decide from the beginning one, what tests they're going to need, you're going to evaluate. So there's a lot of that, especially if they come through the channel of the 150.
Yeah.
You're going to know enough from there.
Yeah.
That you're going to say, I think I want you to get a Dutch test and a stool test.
Yeah.
Right. And if we do that, you know, I'm going to analyze that. And then if we redo these labs in 3 months, we'll reanalyze the, we're just going to do that. You want to analyze those and I'm going to come up with a plan for you.
Yeah. Okay, so there would be 2 sessions included, or how many sessions would be included?
Well, whatever you are currently doing, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then don't limit, and they go, oh, I also have this and that. I would say do a few, don't limit it at first. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See if you need to say, because some of them may have real simple stuff and some of them may have complex and it may balance out, because the more you put limitations on it, the more people perceive limitation, right? Mm-hmm. So this is going to be this. We're going to analyze all your labs. We're going to come up with a plan. We're going to get back together. We're going to, you know, map it out. I'm going to help you to put together a strategy for implementation of this. Mm-hmm. And that's $700.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then from there, once they hit that, they've done those 2, then you probably have already a 3-month program or a 6-month program that you can offer them. I'm going to help you implement it. If new labs come along, we'll analyze it. And if you have a price range that you feel comfortable with, like 3,000 or whatever, 2,000, whatever you feel comfortable with, then you can offer it to them once they hit the end of that. And you know that the numbers are going to drop each time.
Yeah.
Right? But if you can get, say you get 30 of these, and say it's somewhere in between 25 of these in a month, and you can take 8 of them, that means 25% of them you're going to get to move on from a $150 purchase to a $700 purchase, which isn't really challenging because you're not offering a multi-thousand. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you will more than meet your $10,000 revenue goal.
Which is great.
Just that alone. So if we can get you to focus your attention there, mm-hmm. and getting this going, and then focus the attention on doing a really cool webinar, mm-hmm. right, on this strategy of let's get your labs analyzed. There's all these hidden gems, like all the stuff we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Get them excited about that. It's not that big of an investment that we can't get you to a point where you're getting 20 of those a month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be a miracle.
Right. And this will cover everything. And then everything above that is gravy.
Yeah.
Right. But the 5,000, if you wanted that, you can, the numbers would be smaller and you can still make it, and you can play with the numbers and see what, you know, what that bare minimum would be to make 5,000, you know, mm-hmm. taking into account you have a couple of other private clients, you can, you know.
Yeah.
And then whatever we do together, where we're going to send you stuff, because I could easily send people your way for this.
Yeah.
Right? All these folks that sign up on, and they go, we want help. I heard you on this webinar and I want you to work with me. Well, we can't, but we have one of my top students here who is phenomenal, and she's can do this, and we can get them into that 150. And then, you know, the next level. Yeah. I think we could easily do it. I mean, Lynn, yeah. on what we do, you think, I think it's not a hard sell.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, just that it's great, the 700 instead of 350, because I put so much work into it, and at least get, you know.
Yeah, I can't have you doing something that you feel resentful and not being properly compensated for. Because it gets old really quickly. And then you dread it when it's on the calendar. Oh, Lordy, I have another one of those, and I'm going to get paid $50 an hour to do, and I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly, you dread it.
Yeah. So I'd have to figure out how to market the, or how to word the 700 one, you know. So how do I say it that people will just sign up? That's what
easy.
I
mean. Easy. Because it's, once you establish that rapport, mm-hmm. I think the real big thing is how do you present the stuff that's in there. Oh my gosh, look at this. Doctors miss this because this number is low. They only look for alkaline phosphatase being high. But low means you possibly have a zinc deficiency. Let me just tell you a little bit about how the zinc deficiency could be contributing to these hormonal symptoms or this fatigue or this other thing. Or you know, zinc is related to 200 different reactions in your system, right? You need the, oh, there's this other stuff over here that indicates you may have this issue. This is the stuff the doctors are missing. What I would certainly recommend based on what I'm seeing here is, and your symptoms, I think that the Dutch test would be another, you know, a major thing that you could do, right? And if you, you know, and you just talk through the whole process, just giving them what they came for, your suggestions, your observations, and then you go, look, you can take my, you can take what, you know, I've just, hopefully you've been taking good notes, you can take that. And you can run with it on your own. You can go and get the Dutch test. You can go and get the stool test. You can find a functional medicine practitioner to work with you. But quite frankly, most functional medicine doctors charge $500 for the first walk in the door. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's, and then they're going to order a bunch of labs, and then they'll have you back for another $500 visit. Mm-hmm. And what I have is a special package because you're here today, and I would love to be able to get you into my, name it something super sexy. And, you know, I'll give you a recommendation as to what the tests are that I think you need. I'm going to analyze these. I spend a lot of time on my own just going through. I'm going to create you an amazing report. And we're going to figure out what all these imbalances are that are contributing to how crappy you feel. Would you like that? Right? Yeah. And you don't even have to, you can even start it from the standpoint of not, I'm going to do this for you. What I think you need is based on this. Mm-hmm. And would you like that? Would you like somebody to dig in deep and really look at what's going on and provide you with a plan that's going to address the nutrient imbalances, that's going to address the hormone imbalances, that's going to address the mitochondrial disorders that may be contributing to this, mm-hmm. and go from there? Is that something you would want? So you get them to say those small yeses before you even offer it to them. And then you say, well, if you want, you know, you can go out and do this on your own and find all these people. And if you're really smart and savvy, you can, you know, potentially figure it out. Or I have this program. Usually by then, you don't even have to say that. They'll go, well, I want to work with you, Lisa. What does it take? Mm-hmm. And then you tell them what you have. Okay. Or, you know, the other possibility too is you offer them two options. Mm-hmm. We can work together for 6 months and it's going to cost this much. It's going to involve this, that, and the other thing. If you just want to jump in and get your feet wet, I mean, well, I wouldn't even call it that. You just want to jump in and get the analysis done right from the start, we can start for this much.
I prefer to start with the analysis.
Yeah, the analysis. But you'd have a package that's the analysis and then maybe 4 months of follow-up and follow-through with a second analysis at the end. The biggest mistake most people make, Mary, is that they get some tests done. They go to a functional medicine doctor. They get the tests done. The doctor gives them some supplements or some foods or whatever to do, and they go on their merry way. And they don't go back in and retest to see what's changed, what's still out of balance. What I want to offer you is the ability to, right? And then we'll come back in 4 months. We'll reassess, and we'll see how is this working. Maybe by then you're like 100% better. And we just say, great, keep doing. These are the things you want to do for maintenance. But maybe not, and we need to adapt the plan. We need to lower the supplement doses, change the supplement doses, increase, you know, whatever. You know how to talk this. But that's how you teach it. You don't come from a place of, I want to sell them this program. You come from the places of I want to serve them. And how can I best serve them? Is that?
Yeah, that's great. No, that's really great.
And then you just do it. You've done it. You've sold many $3,000 packages, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Janet going? Are you going, Janet? Did she leave? She's still there? I saw her wave. Are you taking off?
Oh, it's you're muted.
You're muted. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Does this make sense, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want the sales process to be just an extension of the service. Mm-hmm. Your love of them and service. And in response, they have to pay you a certain amount. And if you do the consultation the right way, by the end, they're going, how do I work with you? How much does it cost? Where do I sign? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's an under $1,000 offer. So you offer them the biggie and then you say, and you wait. You don't say, but I can give you a cheaper version. Mm-hmm. You just wait. How does that sound to you? Mm-hmm. And they go, well, yeah. If money was no object, what would you be doing right now? Oh, I'd sign right now. But I have some this, I have some that, I won't be able to access funds. You go, great, tell you what I'm going to do. What I have is a special introductory offer for people who do this. I'm going to do the analysis. I'm going to look at all the labs. I'm going to create you a report. We're going to meet again. I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to give you a plan for how to take this through. And then at the end of that, you can decide, do you want to keep working with me to implement it? Or do you feel comfortable with what I've given you, just taking it on your own? Believe me, Lisa, there are plenty of people who you can do that with, and they just feel comfortable jumping in and doing it. Mm. This many people versus this many people. But I've had that happen where I do one of those initials and I give them a whole, you know, a list of things to do, usually 3 to 5, and then I don't hear from them again. And in the olden days when I did those, I wouldn't be following up because I felt embarrassed to follow up. Blah, 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 blah. Allison knows the deal with that. And so I didn't. And then I'd hear back from them a beautiful web testimonial that said, oh my God, that was the best hour and a half I spent. I can't believe it. I took what you said. I did this, and I did the other thing, and I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. And we want that, right? We want to be able to impact people for the least amount of money so we can impact more people. But then there's those who go, all right, just take me on. Just let me know what to do. Mm-hmm. Right? You can do this. And then after you've spent that, you know, whatever, how long it takes, maybe it's an elapsed time of a month between doing the labs and doing those two visits. Maybe by then you've built this rapport and relationship with them. And they don't want to leave you. They want to keep working with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Yeah. And it's narrow. And so it's not like, you know, a huge amount of number of programs and things. It's just one set of lab things and then a short analysis.
And you're not trying to service this group of people. Yeah. You're servicing this group of people. So the language you use is going to hit them where they're interested. You can expand on this later, mm-hmm. but let's get this machine working for you.
Yes. And the constant income.
mm-hmm. Right. And then when there's constant income and it's a little more than what meets your needs, you might be able to spend a little more on, you know, Facebook ads or other avenues to drive people in. But Facebook ads is a great way to bring people in with this. I mean, I would just do some keyword search to see what people are looking for. But I will tell you from my own research, not formal research, every time I write an email or do a webinar and I talk about lab testing and analysis and all that, it gets flooded. Mm-hmm. People want this stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People want this stuff, you know? I think if I had just focused and stayed with that, I would have an even bigger, more, you know, profitable business than I have right now. But part of my broadening it has been the mission behind what I'm doing, right? And that's the only reason. Because from a lucrative, I could take one of the niches that I work in and go deep with it, make a ton of money. And you can too. What you're looking for is not an unreasonable income level.
And then the people would become, I mean, it would be online. So they're not local people. They're just, online. That's great. That's great.
Get on Zoom. You show them, you share, you've seen how we do it on our lab calls. If not, once the one gets posted from yesterday, just watch. I just show them on the screen. I show them the different pieces, and we did a Dutch at the end, which wasn't a full analysis of a Dutch. And these I do off the top of my head, mind you, right? Imagine how much better, and some of these people I've met on there getting to know you calls. I've, you know, interacted with the coaches, so I know a little bit about their background, but not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And you will get that comfort level of trusting what's in there. Trusting what's in there, because you can do it too. But most of these I do off the top of my head. If I'm going to do a Dutch analysis with somebody and I've given them that as a bonus, they get the Dutch test and then they get the analysis. Most of the time I don't even look at the test before I go in there.
You're brave. I have to prepare.
It's okay. You get there.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've done enough of them, and you have probably too, that you understand, and then you know the right questions to ask them.
Yeah.
Wow, are you having really bad vaginal dryness? Is intercourse painful? Your estriol levels are like practically nothing. Oh my God, that's so bad, you know? Or, wow, are you doing some kind of estriol supplementation? Are you doing any creams or anything? Because what I'm seeing here is that your estriol levels are really hefty, but the others are lower and your progesterone's lower. So I'm thinking maybe you're supplementing, right? Wow, look at your methylate, and you have an MT. Do you have any, have you done your genetics? Have you done, you know, do you have any MTHFRs or COMTs or any of that in your genetics? Wow, you must be supplementing with methyl donors because your methylation looks really good. Or, wow, you probably need to be supplementing. You know, like little things that you can pick out that impress people. Mm-hmm. Right away, right? Right away. And so you could do a Dutch just like you can do a lab analysis from, you know, a CBC and a chem screen, but start with the CBC and chem screen.
Yeah.
And eventually you can, that could be another avenue that you're bringing them in. Mm-hmm. Chem screen, Dutch. Maybe the Dutch is $200 instead of $150. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a little more in depth. And then you just, the whole idea is for them to be wowed by how much you know that all the previous practitioners didn't know, the holes you're finding, and what your plan is to patch those holes.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. Follow up. I want you to, not a whole lot about this. I want you to write up a really hot, and you can start out with writing it up and posting it, and we'll help you get it hot. Description of this $150 service. And then I want you to think about if you could do a 3-minute video. You've heard me blab like for the last couple of hours, right? Listen back, take some stuff out of it, do a Temi, you know, we'll do that. Lynn, make a note that we should ask to get a Temi transcript of this. It'll be, you know, Temis are a little bit messy, but you'll still be able to get the gist of it. But then what would you say in a 3-minute video? I'm Lisa, and here's what I'm finding. Here's the problems. I'm seeing all these clients. I've been a nutritionist for 20 years. I see people have been to practitioner after practitioner, and they have these mystery symptoms that nobody seems to be able to solve. I consider myself a health detective, and I'm going to dig in all those places and all the crevices where the clues are that nobody's uncovered. What I'd love to share with you is how you can get started and get some of this analysis at a very, very low investment. And here's what it is. There's so many gems hidden in your lab work. There's so many gems hidden in this thing that talk about your functional imbalances, that talk about your nutritional imbalances. And most doctors aren't trained in this. Face it, they get, you know, 3 hours of nutrition education, and it's all about vitamin C does this and vitamin B6 does that, but they don't get clinically useful information. I've been doing this for 20 years, and here's what I found. So I'd love for you, if you want to know more, come to this webinar. Maybe you don't even mention the cost. Come to this webinar, you know, and you'll be able to do it. Or sign up below, submit me whatever your latest labs were from your doc. Start that way because it's low-hanging fruit. There may be some that are going, yes, right? Maybe in that 3%. You start there, and then you edit that video a little bit to say, instead of sign up below for this $150 thing, which is a no-brainer for a lot of people when they're digging, instead you'll say, go watch my webinar and I'll talk to you about the three top things that your doctor's missing in your lab test that could change your health forever. And then you create a webinar, and you show slides, which is you're good at, right? Teaching. You do what you're good at, teaching, and then you flow into. And if you want me to do this for you, right? You do an example, right? You take somebody's up there, your own, somebody else's, white out the names, and you go, hey, do you want me to do this for you? You know, based on what I've just come up with, these are the three strategies I think this person needs to follow. Would you like me to do this for you? Go to this link. It's only $150, $47, $49, whatever you want to say. And we can get started right away. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Right? Listen back. I just made that up off the top of my head. It can be totally fine-tuned and made better. But you've got the skill set. You're the one to go to. You know, people that came back from last year's ERC, Jay said, I'm only renewing if I can get Lisa again. I was specifically, my renewal is based on the fact that I get Lisa again. If I can't get Lisa, I'm not renewing. That's what he said, right, Lynn? Yeah. Okay. Because they appreciate the depth that you go to. That was the same thing with Debbie, right? I'm going to do this, but I need Lisa. I'll sign up for gold, but Lisa is my coach. Okay. You have the skill set. You just have to feel confident and comfortable in it. And you're going to practice it until you get it right. And that's why a 3-minute video to really talk about it. Outline the video. We'll help you with the outline. Make sure you hit the benefits of this $150 thing you're going to give them. Right? Doctors missing that. Specific mitochondrial, hormone, neurotransmitter things that can occur as a result of these imbalances. And there's clues to it in this lab decades or years or whatever you want to say before it actually happens. Right? If you don't have a lab that's recent, no worries. I'll show you where to sign up, and I'll give you, here's my list of the stuff I think you should do. Mm-hmm. Right? And a lot of them are going to go, I'm just going to do what she says. So they sign up, and when their thing comes back, they're on your calendar. Mm-hmm. Okay? This will get you your $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Yeah. I would say within 3 to 6 months, you'll be exceeding your $5,000 to $10,000 a month consistently. Especially if you get this going and then you share it and we get to share it.
Yeah.
Like we get to tell our people about it. The people say no to ERC because it's too expensive, but they really want, I just want that lab stuff. Mm-hmm. Great. We have an option for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we may bundle it. We may bundle it with the 150 plus the other, because we have a little more leverage when they come to us, and we're downselling them from a minimum of 5,000, that a 950 or whatever we would charge them for that would be like piece of cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Yeah.
My goal is to have all these different services that I can offer without me having to be involved in each one, and that we cover the widest range for the people that are coming in. Right? Because when they hear me speak on a seminar, they hear me speak in live, I want to have a funnel that I get them into that takes them through their options. And you guys, I want part of it. Right? Okay. We got it? So what are your, okay, reiterate back to me what your 1 to 3 things that you're going to work on.
Okay. So I have to write up a description of the $150 service. I have to think about a 3-minute video and write a transcript for it. What I would say in the 3-minute video.
Would you say? Yep. You can do it in bullet points. It doesn't have to be flushed out. Yeah. Just bullet points of what you want to say. Uh-huh.
And that's all I have. Okay. Was there more?
That's a good start. No, that's a good start.
Yeah.
The third one that I mentioned was like the focus of a webinar that would drive them into.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote that down, but
So start with 1 and 2, post to the group and say, hey, this is my done is better than perfect version. Mm-hmm. Help me in the right direction. Because if we try to perfect it, we miss the wave. If we try to perfect our program before we put it out there, like Allison said, there's other people doing it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Done is better than perfect. Okay? And we'll help you because, you know, I've got a lot of experience with it. Lynn's seen a lot of stuff. All of us have. We're on everybody's list. We can say, okay, Lisa, knowing you, I think you need to be stronger about this. Or, you know, I don't think we're going to have to tone you down in terms of being less salesy because I just don't see you doing that. We're going to, let's turn up the volume on that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's some good words that we used throughout this day. So we'll get a transcript so you can listen back to it. I think the transcript will cost us probably 6 times 5 is at the most $30, right? So it's well worth it, you know? So, yeah.
Temi's a new service you're dealing with?
Temi is it's a service you're not going to use if you want to give those transcripts as part of a program because they're rough. They're computer generated, but the beauty is they give you a Word-like doc that has their transcript and any places where they feel a little like they didn't get it, there's a little number and you click it and then there's a player up there and it'll play that section. Or as you're reading it, you go, what the hell did they? Like, I didn't say that. You can just click right there and it plays it for you. So you don't have to listen to the whole thing back, just the funny parts that you don't like. So it's more work than it's worth if we were to want to actually make them into saleable or, you know, submit with or given with a program version because the editing time would outweigh the difference in price. But $6 versus $60 for an hour. Huge difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. I've got my marching orders.
Got your marching orders. Yay. let's give Lisa a little love here. Yes. Cause I think what you're doing is so valuable. And it'd be what I'd be wanting to do all the time, but I have a bigger mission and I can't do it for the amount that it would pay to fill in the gaps of the time I would have to take away from that bigger picture, right? It may do it someday when I get so frustrated with running a big business and go, screw it. Just send me, you know, 10 VIP clients a year and I'll go retire to the beach. And I may do that someday, but when I do that someday, I want to leave this as a legacy where I've got people plugged into all the places where I used to be. And we're going to take this whole thing into the future. And that's why I want to incorporate different programs in. You know, we've already brought in Laura Fine, right? I've talked to Steph about bringing in her stuff. I've talked to, we're bringing in Tony to do some of her stuff. So I want this to be a place where we match up. We do the marketing crap that you don't want to do. You still have to be able to talk to people in a way that engages them to the next level, but you don't have to get in and do all the massive marketing stuff. And that when we generate the traffic in, we go, oh, you got to start over here. Nope, you got to start over here. Nope, you got to start over here. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm investing a lot of time and also money into mastermind where a bunch of people are doing the same sort of thing, creating this platform to take our business to the next, you know, to the next generation, basically. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah. Wow.
So someday I will just retire to the beach and just talk to people on the phone from the beach and read their labs and do all that. Nice. But for now, I want you to be that one that does it.
Okay.
Of all the people I've seen in this program and of the coaches that have gone through ERC, you are the top echelon on that. You're it. Okay. Same way Steph is it when it comes to microbiome and that. She's who I want to send people to who have that problem. Right? And Ellie, if you just get me a program I can offer, the same thing with menopause. I don't want to work with menopause. Kendall Summerhawk years ago said, focus on hormones. I need somebody that, you know, does menopause. And I'm like, I don't want to focus on menopause. I want to be broader, right? That's why I came up with the fatigue issue. But I want to bring in a menopause program. It's what's missing. We don't have a menopause program. Okay. I want to bring it in, right? And if we need somebody to do some coaching along with that, I want that to be you. in the HALA, maybe the microbiome, maybe the nutrigenomics is, we'll chat about where that goes. Cause if you're really digging deep in that, not a week goes by that people don't say, oh, can you read my nutrigenomics reports? No, but Mihaela can. Dr. Mihaela. Unmute.
I just posted two videos.
Okay.
See what you think.
Okay. So, Allison, are you good with going with Mihaela next, or do you need to go next because of the time?
I did want to tell Mihaela, it says attachment unavailable.
We can't see Mihaela's videos, but I'm okay with Mihaela going first.
Okay, so where did you have them originally? Were they?
There were a Facebook link, according to the
post. So you need to go back to the original post that has that Facebook link and change the privacy to public, and then they could show.
I just didn't want to do that because I don't want it public yet. So I put it only to me on my own Facebook.
Okay, so then you might be able to change it to. Not public, but then only available to, and you can put individual names, like you can find Allie, you can find Lisa, you can find me. Might be able to do it that way. I don't know if it allows you in that privacy thing to do a group to make it available that way, but I know the privacy is the public or the private. The other way to do it is from your phone, upload it to YouTube and set it up as unlisted.
I'll do that. Yeah, let me see if I can do that instead.
Okay. So while you do that, we can go to Allie?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. That's Lisa. Okay, so I wrote down your three. I'm going to hold you accountable to this. I wish I could, I honestly wish I could type while taking notes while I'm trying to talk, and I can't, but I can scribble.
Maybe you need a VA to be on the line all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. All right.
That could be good.
Allie, here we go. Oh, there's my record button. Turn it. All right. So, okay.
Yes. So, So what we're doing, I mean, when we were working through Lisa's work, I did a calculation on target income.
Okay, good. Perfect.
And then I overstretched it and I got, but that was assuming lots and lots of programs and lots of people coming in.
I want to know, here's what I want. Like I said to Lisa, what do you need to pay the bills, to buy food and not have to scrimp and not get organic? You know what I'm saying? What do you need to take care of yourself on a monthly? You've got whatever your house payments are. You've got, you know, your family. You've got car payments, whatever you have. What do you need to make in a month, including VA services, whatever that is? And, you know, what do you need?
$10,000 a month.
Okay, great. What do you want?
$30,000 a month.
Good. This is what I want, right? What's your real target goal? So it makes it much easier. For me, I have to look at, okay, what's my bare minimum? Right? If I calculate, my mortgage, my food, my kids, and my team, my bare minimum a month is $20,000-$25,000. And then, you know, just to pay myself barely, you know? Yeah. So I need that. You don't at this point, but you want to get to the point where you have that so that you can build and grow and have some extra so that you can take the vacations and do all the extra goodies that you deserve.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the numbers. All right. So currently you've got income coming in from NHS.
Yeah.
And any privates right now, like
only about 1 a month. And the last one hasn't paid me because she was a friend and she had no idea it was going to cost as much. So because I didn't set up my, system properly and I didn't set up my agreements.
Okay. So she didn't pay you anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So if you had one a month, let's just assume you had one a month on a regular basis, how much would that bring in?
260.
260 a month. Okay. And that's for one appointment a month?
Yeah.
And that's in person. They come see you in the office. Yeah. And somebody balked at paying you $260 after you delivered the service to them.
Yeah.
So mindset, mentality, and expectations is super important.
Yeah.
Right? Before the services begin, they get a contract. So I'm going to say number one is creating that contract. And I'm sure you have something, and we can help you to modify it, that shows what they get and what's included and what's not.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just worked this out with, where did I write this down? It was for somebody else, Jorge. And it was like, oh my God, you know, similar situation. You need to put everything in there. Well, I remember this coming up for Laura Ricci, and she came on one of the calls, and, but they keep doing this and then that. I'm like, this is what your contract needs to say. Oh, and this level of program offers unlimited email access to me. This many whatevers, this many whenevers. And this level of service is just pay as you go. So the pay as you go is real clear from the package plan, right? So every time they, and my hourly fee is this. Or I don't like hourly fees just because people balk at it, but I mean, you're a doctor, for God's sake. Like, you should be making $260 an hour, or if it's an hour and a half, you probably put in that hour plus reading their labs plus whatever. How many hours did you put in
for that? Probably three.
Okay, darling. So now you're down to making $85 an hour. How does that feel?
Not great.
No, not for your 25 years of experience and your expertise and all the investment in you. All right. So first of all, we have to establish what's that first thing for you. And I know you do it. I think something similar to what Lisa's doing, if you wanted to do a loss leader, right, where you are making $150 for an hour, that you do something that's simple for you, but that gives them the big wow factor. So let's talk about what that could be.
Well, at the moment I have a getting started thing of 997, and that's an initial appointment, the interpretation of lab tests, not including the cost of the lab tests, and a follow-up appointment to go through those results.
So that's similar to Lisa's second level.
Yeah. And the problem is that people assume that's all they need to do, and that they don't need to do anything else. They've got, that's where it stops.
And so where do you think that impression comes from?
Not having emails explaining the following through, not having a leaflet to hand out saying these are your follow-up programs. I'm not offering the larger ticket thing for fear, but using the phrases you just said. So this level of program offers unlimited emails and two appointments a month, but this level of program, you know, that sort of thing.
So where do you think is a comfort level from somebody who goes from not knowing you, or their friend recommended you, and not really having worked with you or seen you before? What would you feel like the level of investment that would be comfortable for them to go if you really were able to explain the benefit?
Maybe 500.
But you just got finished telling me that the 260 was over the top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And people have said, oh, you expect me to pay that when I don't even know you? And that's after an hour-long strategy session.
All right. So first of all, the strategy sessions need to be paid.
Yes.
Okay. And the way that you get past the I don't know you, why do I want to pay? I think that they need to be paid somewhere in that 150 to 200.
I've always thought that the strategy session should be marked £260 and reduced to £197.
Okay. And how much time would you say you put into an initial a strategy session that you're currently doing for free or low?
I read their application form and just get them on the line. I don't do anything else in advance. Okay. So
it's an hour of your time.
Maybe an hour.
Okay, good. So, and given your level of expertise and all the other good stuff, what would you say is a comfortable, what's the range of how much you want to get paid for every hour of your time that you spend on your business?
200 to 300.
Okay, so the two.
Or maybe, you know, I charge $100 for my locums.
You charge $100 an hour for the locums.
Yeah.
And they're giving you, you know, a set number in a week, right? You're not going in on a one-off. You're usually getting 5 to 10 of them in a week, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get paid £700 a day for locums.
Great. $700 per day. And let's say with this kind of work, realistically, for a 7-hour day, right?
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be $100 an hour. So that's how you calculated that. But they're doing all, you know, they're doing a whole lot for you, right? This is you doing it for you. So it's really hard if you're going to pay a VA, right? Especially if you're going to pay them $50 an hour, you're going to pay them to check. You can't work for $100 an hour.
No.
You can't make profit at $100 an hour.
No.
You can't even pay all the bills at $100 an hour.
No.
Okay. So I would triple what they're making and make that your minimum of what you're going to take in an hour. How do you feel about tripling it?
So making it $300 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can still do the $300 crossed off to $150 as a, you know, bonus for me meeting you here, there, or anywhere. Whatever you want to call it a bonus for, right?
Right.
Right, a special. But minimum is $300.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so that's established now.
So now my hourly rate for ad hoc appointments is now £300 an hour.
That's right. And that's how you have to quote it. Now I'm going to give you this package that includes and making it clear that the hourly rate is not just the hours you're with them, but includes the hours that it spends that you spend on case analysis.
Yeah.
Lab review, right? Creation of a plan. And so it needs to be clear what it is that you're doing for them, but the benefits more than anything else, which goes back to something we talked about months ago. I want you to do that video.
Yeah, so do
I. Dr. Allison Grimston, and let me just tell you, I've been working in the NHS for the last X number of years. I see the limitations of managed care. Yes, it's great for acute care. I have saved so many lives and gotten people into the hospital when I detected they were in the middle of a heart attack, stroke, you know, or trauma that needed attention. And I've seen the limitations. I've seen the limitations when people are sick because of the daily choices they're making. And what I want for them is for them to be able to, and you, what I want for you, if you're in this situation, is to be able to get really clear on what the imbalances are. What's going on nutritionally? What's going on hormonally? What's happening with your neurotransmitters? Neurotransmitters being those things that control your brain, depression, anxiety. I want to know what's going on. I can't do that within the confines of the NHS. We just don't have the time in a managed care system. That's why I am offering you the ability to work and come and talk to me about this. This is how I work. This is what we do. This is how we're different. This is how we're better in these particular chronic conditions. What do you want for yourself? Do you want to just keep going on and keeping yourself alive for the next 40 or 50 years of your life? Or do you want to thrive? Do you want to be at your maximum income potential? Do you want to be at your maximum sexual and social presence? Do you want to be the best leader you can be, the best mom you can be, the best partner you can be? That's what I want for you. That's what you deserve. So for a limited time, what I'm offering is blah. Or come to this webinar and learn the top three strategies for, and then you offer your $150 consult. Typically, my consults for this initial consultation is $300. I'm going to look at I'm going to have you fill an intake form. I'm going to review that intake form. We're going to have a consultation, and I'm going to come up with anywhere from 1 to 3, depending on what's going on with you, strategies that you can incorporate right away. And here's what you can do long-term to get you what you want most in your life and what you deserve. So you're not waking up in a pool of sweat every morning. You're not anxious and irritable and biting off everybody's head in your path. You are thriving. If that's of interest for you, click the button below and you'll find out how to get started with me. Don't mention price in there, right? When they get there, you can go to the page and say, blah, 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 this is what it is. You know how sales pages are. They don't reveal the price until they get you hooked, until they get you wanting it. And then you can down there say, if you're doing a webinar, you can say, and all of this is only, it's only $297 or $300 or whatever is most comfortable for you. And it's worth it. This is why. You're going to have a new lease on life. You're going to have some strategies you can walk away with. And then you go, you astound the virtues, and then you go, well, and because you're here today, because you've invested your precious time to watch this video or to be here with me today, I'm going to do something. I'm going to slash that in half because you don't know me all that well. I want you to get to know me and see what kind of work we can do together. So this is the strategy session. This is what you're going to get from it. And for this limited time, it's $150. Sign up here. If you get them into their dreams and what they want and what they're tired of, you know, you've studied creating sales, you know, from Lisa and from Kendall and all those people that you create you do the pain, right? You aggravate the pain and then you show them the promise and then you show you as the path to it. In most cases, at least, you know, in the U.S., because there's not a lot to compare it to, in the U.S. alone, I know that an initial appointment with a functional medicine practitioner is around $500. And from my experience in talking to people who've done that, generally speaking, that's just the start. And then they do a whole bunch of tests, and then it could easily be $1,500 before you get the three strategies that I'm going to give you in this here. You know the comparator thing, right? You compare apples to oranges, right? So then you're comparing it. $500 to go into the functional medicine doctor in your town or wherever it is. I can offer this because guess what? I don't have the overhead of his staff and the high price of the rent. I don't have that overhead. So what I'm going to be offering to you today is this. And that's how you can do your webinar. That's what I want you to focus your attention on. Not this program or that program. Let me just tell you, honey. You do a program. Here I am doing the honey thing. Let me tell you, though. The details of the program, yeah, you can do that on the fly later. And I'll help you get that. You don't have to do it on the fly. But this, I want you to have some way for them to get in and some way for you to automatically follow up with them. Because follow-up's hard. I will agree with you. I hate the follow-ups. I hate getting on the phone and calling people. I don't want to do it manually. I want to get that taken care of. I understand it. I totally do. All right. So let's automate this. Mm-hmm. Right. And get the emails that follow everybody up. Right.
Yeah, sure.
You can do this.
You're making
it too hard. You are making it too hard. You already know how to do this. You're making it too hard because your MO is overwhelmed. You have all those GADs and other things in your genetics, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. All right? Totally, right? That's where we're hardwired for that, and we need to work with our there to outsmart those genetics, right?
Yeah.
And calm it down. Overwhelm kept me paralyzed for so long. Used to do it in my old job when I was in computers too. I'd have all these plans and I'd have all this stuff. And then it'd be like, oh, now what? Can you do this? This is,
yes.
We've already established the price. So that, there you go. You've established the value, the comparator value, right?
Yes.
Go for it. In fact, Lisa, yesterday, who was it that asked? Oh, can I buy this program? Okay, let's set her up. Let's get Lynn Lowe to be her first, Lynn Lowe's mother to be her first patient there. Was Lynn Lowe was saying, oh my God, this report is so great. And is this something we can buy? I can run my mother's labs through and try to help her. And I'm like, no, because it's, you know, it's only for practitioners, but you really need some interpretation. And I said, well, maybe we can, you know, run the report for you for $50. She was like, really? Wow. What if we said to her, we'll run the report for you for $50 for your mother, and then we'll set up an appointment with Lisa to get on the phone for you to work with your mother and to work with you, because she has to be there. The mother has dementia, but to work with you and your mother on that call for Lisa to help you to see what your next two or three steps are with your mom and what those hidden things are. She'll pay it. She'll pay $150 to do that. She's paying a fortune to go to a Bredesen practitioner in Florida and flying over there all the time. If she could do something with her mom on the phone and have somebody like you to guide her, she would be in heaven. Make sense?
Yeah, sounds great. Let's go for it.
Right. Sicko, right. I need step. Where's my page? oh, here it is. I need step one, which is a description.
Yeah.
Right? You have lead pages. You can put that on a lead page with the $150 down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. If you do that, I can get Lynn to set up. I don't care if you have the back end set up. You just need to have one email that follows up and say, hey, thank you so much for signing up for this. I'll be in touch with you with my calendar link to get you set up for this appointment. And then you have a list of what they need. They need the lab. They need to upload it here. However you're going to do it. Send me a link to it. Send me a PDF of it. And then I'll load it up and then we'll get you on the calendar. We'll get you your first customer for this.
Okay.
She was asking yesterday. You were on there, right, when she was asking? Yeah, she was asking yesterday. I get it all the time. I get it when I do these things and nobody wants to spend the $5,000, right? They want to spend $150.
Yeah.
And then they'd be willing to spend the $700 follow-up to go even.
Well, that sounds great. Wow. Okay.
Right. And you got to think about on that $150 visit, what are you thinking in terms of what are the next tests that you really need or what are the next pieces that you need? Whether it's assessments, whether it's tests, and then that's what, and then you tell them that, and then you go, well, I know that may feel overwhelming, but here to go. Same thing with you, Allison, right? Mm-hmm. You get them on that phone, you do that. What do they really need? What are the possibilities? All you need to have is a piece of paper that you've written down. You know, what do I offer them next? What, feeling into it. Well, this is my Supreme program. Right? Not everybody has nobody really needs it. That's what I've done before. Not everybody needs this. It's 6 months, you know, whatever, and it costs this much. I remember offering this to a guy real early on, and I said, but I think you need more than the 6 weeks. So I had three levels. I think you need more than the 6 weeks because it's going to take some time. Let's go for the 3 months. Then I've done something where I think the 3 month will be fine. No, I want the 6 month. Oh, in fact, you have a year. Can I get a little bit more of a break if I do a whole year? Like, okay, they're there. It's how you make them feel that nobody else has made them feel. How you make them feel is everything. How you make them feel held, right? Held, comforted, hopeful. You both can do that. You all can do that, right? So you're... things are, yours is to, number one, write up the description. It's very similar to Lisa, right? What's the description of what are they going to get in that? You both have, everybody has, I'll share it again, the link to what we offer for that $150 or whatever. We offer too much, so don't feel like we're going to tone that down and looking at it. But what do they get? It's what are the top? We're going to get three strategies, four. You're going to feel this. You're going to have that. How are they going to feel at the end of this? They're going to feel hopeful. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to feel like all is not lost. I know I have a strategy and a plan. And you're going to have the first three steps of that plan. And you're going to have an outline of the long-term strategy. The outline of the long-term strategy is your offer. Remember, your offer for the next level. And if you can go even beyond that and have the next level and the highest level, if you just have something, like sometimes I'll just say, well, you know, to work with me one-on-one, I did this on the ERC thing. You know, I have this diamond level program, and if you want to work with me one-on-one with this, it's very expensive. Who am I? Who's echoing me? It's very expensive. Oh my, mute. I'm going to mute you, Allison. I think it's, yeah, there it is. So it's very expensive, but I'm going to offer you a way to get the level of support and, you know, whatever from not doing it this way. Yeah. If you want to work with me once a week, we'll get together for the next year. It's going to cost you 25 grand. But what I want to offer you is this. Get it? Allison, your second level, just include your online program, whatever that is, and that alone, because you want to take it over the top value-wise, right? The cost of working with this is this. My program is, you know, 300, 500, whatever. Here's where we're going to take you. Lisa, you look at your inventory. You look at, you know, if you like the way your online program came out and you want to just offer that as a bonus for them signing up for the $700 version, awesome, right? What do you have in inventory that you can include? And you'll see, Lynn, if you put the link to, you know, it's a PDF right now. It's really not done well. So, but it's a start, right? Done is better than perfect. I never got back to perfecting it. We've sold a bunch of them.
Which one?
The $150 consultation. It's on the website. If you go to
just the 90-minute one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So just that it's not me anymore. It's a practitioner. Lisa, you've done a few of these, right? Just use it as a template to go, oh, I don't want to give that, but I'll give that. What, you know, how else can I fill this in? So they feel they're getting like $1,000 value for $150 or $1,500 value. Callan Rush always says, make the value 10 times the investment. What can you throw in that's digital that makes it up there? Allie, you have a lot. You have ebooks, you have your online program, and that would be your next level. And maybe your next level is 1,000 or 1,500, but keep it, you know, and have that 1,000 or 1,500 that's an easy grasp, but describe the $5,000, $10,000 premium. So they go, well, I can't afford that now, but I'll go for this because then it sounds inexpensive. Make sense? Right? So you've got your marching orders. You're going to create this. It's really similar to Lisa. You're going to create that 150. Both of you have lead pages or whatever. You can just create that on a, just go right into the freaking lead pages or whatever page. Don't sit there trying to perfect it in a Word doc. Just go in there and send us a link. And we can tell you what to do different. You've created those before for other things. Just go in there and create it. Make sense? It's like one less thing that'll get in your way. Because once it's perfected, then you just have to send the link. Yeah? Okay, what else, Allie?
Should we do Mahala now?
Yeah, and I want you to do that video. Really think about that video.
Yeah.
That video is going to lead them to either the webinar, like I said to Lisa, that's either going to lead them to sign up for a longer webinar with you that's going to has these promises of, you know, the stuff that they want, or it's going to lead them to click the button below to find out more. And if you keep your, I just thought about this, if you keep your video generic, to say, click on the link below to find out what your next steps are. Then you can change where it links to either straight to the page or to a webinar that describes it, right? So you have your short-term solution that gets them right there. See how many of them take it. And then the longer term, which would be your webinar or recorded webinar. Does that make sense, Lisa? You have your, can't tell. Yeah, you get it? Yeah. So click on the link below. Okay. That makes sense, Lisa? Yes? Oops. You're muted.
Okay. Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. I was just concentrating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this feel manageable and doable and not overwhelming?
Yes. Yes.
Screw the rest of your to-do list. Make a copy of it and then like ceremoniously tear it up. Because emotionally that will disconnect you from it. Lynn?
I know I shared this before, but Warren Buffett, he said he makes a list of like 3 to 5 things. Well, he makes a list of like 20 things and then he picks the top like 5 things and then he scratches everything else out. That week, that's all he does.
Yep.
And it's not that the other things aren't important. It's just those are the ones you concentrate and put your energy towards.
Yep. And once this is done, then you can go back to that list. But I like that ceremonious thing, right? He's crossing it out. I said, tear it. You have it on your computer. It's a to-do list. You can always go back to it. But print it out, take the top 3, and then either cross it all off or tear it up, burn it. But this is my focus this week. Yes? And then, Allie, all those people on your list, which is getting longer and longer by the minute, then you send them all to that link. Sorry I've taken so long to get back to you. Life has been blah, blah. You know how it goes when you have 2 kids and, you know, you're trying to deal with it and a busy practice. And I work locums at the NHS. And I apologize for not getting back to you, but it's so worth the wait. I created this little video for you to watch to share with you how I can support you. If you haven't already followed up and gotten the help you need, I really want you to watch my video. And let me share some steps that you can take right away and how I can help you. Simple. One of the things, there's this guy who's a really good marketer. He sends out what he calls the 7-word email. He writes it to people and he says, are you still interested in X? Are you still interested in overcoming your hot sweats? Are you still interested in getting your energy back? Are you still interested in getting your blood sugar balanced? Are you still interested in overcoming your dysmenorrhea? Click here. It's so enticing. That's all you give them. They're like, I wonder what she's going to tell me. And that can take them to a video that talks to them about what you're up to and what you have to offer.
Well, it's not, it's very direct. It's like, are you? It's like slap in the face.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Well, of course I'm interested. I'm still waking up sweaty every morning. Yeah. Or I have 3 days and I can't go to work every month. Or my energy is so low that I haven't had sex with my partner in 2 years.
Well, it's kind of that shit or get off the pot thing. It's like, are you still interested? Click here.
Look here. You're still interested.
Yes. It saves all the intimidation of all those very long emails. You think, oh my goodness, it will take me an hour.
But then people tell, I can't read that email.
Yeah.
Right? We're busy. Keep it simple. Are you still interested in? I think I want to write that to everybody who's ever clicked on this Shine sales page. Are you still interested in understanding how to use genetics to help your patients? Click here.
Okay, so I've got a contract to do for the patients who, before they come and see me.
What
they get from the strategy session.
Yes.
Transcript and video.
Transcript and video. Okay, that's not what I wrote down. So explain to me your 3 things.
All right. Right at the very beginning, you started off by saying I needed to have a contract for my patients that outlines what's in it. But obviously that is sort of after all these other things.
I think that's after. So I think what you need initially is go into lead pages.
Yeah.
And just create, read the thing. I've given it a million times. Lynn just put it in the link again. Outline your strategy session. Do the thing, the value proposition. The value of this is this much money. In blah, 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 the investment in this is $300. And then you go, And I know, you know, blah, blah, blah. And here's what I'm going to offer you today. Click here. Right? Simple, simple, simple e-pages. Right? And there's something to model it after, but don't really model it. I just get a general sense. That's number one. Okay. The next thing would be your next level, right? A high-end VIP, simple, not a lot, not your 14 pages of you get 7 strategy sessions and this and that. Yeah, we have a VIP option and that blah, blah, blah. We have the, and don't call it a strategy session, please. Call it something cool. You know, the hidden treasures in your lab testing, find the, you know, I don't know, something along the lines of what they're going to get from it, right? Discover your hidden nutrient imbalances. Discover what's keeping you sweaty at night. You know, the discover what's keeping you sweaty at night strategy session, or the discover some of the biochemical imbalances that are keeping you exhausted. You know, those are too long, but that's the idea with it. Right? You don't want to call it as just...
I've had health and hormone breakthrough session, but it's too vague, not niched enough. Health and hormone breakthrough session.
What do you guys think about that? I mean, it's a good start, but I think it could be hotter.
Yeah.
No pun intended or yes pun intended.
Yeah.
So say it one more time with feeling, like you really mean it.
Health and hormone strategy breakthrough session.
Like
break free of the hot flashes.
Break free of the hot flashes.
Break free of the hot flashes session.
But sign up for my break free of the hot flashes session. I like the break free. And because people want freedom more than anything, really. So Lisa, if you can think in terms of those lines. Like, what do people like most want? And they're frustrated with seeing practitioner after practitioner and not getting through and feeling exhausted. And, you know, what can you call that strategy session? Don't spend all your time on that. Write the copy first. This is what a lot of copywriters say. They write the copy first and then the title will come from that. And then you can just brainstorm based on the copy and based on the hot, juicy points that you're promising them. So don't worry about it. Call it the health detective strategy session at this point, right? Just so you have a working title for it. Okay.
Yep. Start
outlining their pain, So, you know, what their desires are, their pain and their desires. Brenda Norman always called it pain island and pleasure island. Don't focus so much on the boat. We all focus on the boat. And the boat has 14 windows and it has a captain and it has this. Who cares? This is where you're coming from. This is where you're going through. And the boat is just how they're going to get there. Yeah, you have to talk about it, but it's just like an afterthought. I will help you to determine these inner chemical imbalances that are creating that. I will help you to have more energy than you ever dreamed possible. I will blah, blah, blah. By the end of this, you will have. What are the promises? 3 to 5, not 27. They don't have the attention for that. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what you're going to do. The next level is the VIP or the regular. And once they sign up, you explain to them what they get and they sign up. That's when you need your contract. That just describes like with the.
Yeah.
That's all we need. And then if you have, let's just do that. But then your next step after that is what are you going to have to say in the webinar to get them to say yes to that $150 strategy session? $150 product is so easy to sell on a webinar. $2,000 product, a lot harder, right? $47 product, piece of cake, but your time is worth more than $47. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you get to the point, Allie, where, and Lisa too, where you're ready to sign them up for something bigger. You can do the $47 one day, all day, like we did 2 days, but you can do a 1 day webinar, online, class, seminar, strategy. And then, you know, you can get them in there. You'll create a relationship where you can offer them something bigger. That's phase two. Let's do phase one here. Good.
So with the next level package, would you think it would be a 3 month or a 6 month?
I would like to see what you can offer them in an easy to say yes to after one session. So I would offer them a,
depending on the price,
I would offer them something in the $1,000 or, you know, somewhere close to a $1,000 level and something in the $10,000 level. So they're more likely to go for the $1,000 level at least initially, but boy, you may get a couple of them that take the $10,000.
Yeah.
But don't spend too much time on that. Mm-hmm. Right? That could be just a, hey, if you really want to work together for the next 6 months, I have a very detailed in-depth, we're going to meet on a regular basis, blah, blah, blah. And I could talk to you more about that. It's approximately 10K. Some of them are going to go, sure, sign me up. If you've done it from the heart. Breathe.
Yes.
Do this.
Yep. Can do.
Can do. Okay. Okay. We'll come back around and, you know, finalize it. Ready to move to Mihaela? Where's my Mihaela page? Here we go.
Well, I uploaded two videos on YouTube and now I lost them. I had them as unlisted, so maybe that's why.
So go into your YouTube channel, share your screen, go into your YouTube channel.
You should be able to. Unlisted just means that people can't, the public can't find it.
The public can't see it, but you'll see it in your My Videos section. Lynn is good at that.
No, but it's not there. I went and I was all, oh, good, and it's not there.
All right, let's see if we can find it.
So
where did you, how did you videotape them? Zoom or?
On my cell phone.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
oh, and did you do it with the app that says upload these to YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, so they may be still in transit and aren't going to show up until they're uploaded.
So on my cell phone, it showed, it told, gave me the message that
it was done.
Meant to be viewed. And so I closed that thing and I went on the computer to look in the my YouTube channel.
Oh.
And
so you have to click play all. Because what's only showing in the public is when the one. So when you're looking, nice. you'll see like public and play all or something like that.
You can share your screen if you want to. And Lynn's more familiar with this than I am.
How do I share the screen?
Just hit at the bottom the little green thing that says share. In the bar that goes across the bottom that says mute, stop video.
Oh. Okay, so this is.
Oh, okay, so go to, see where it says play all right up above? You're there. Click that.
Hi, this is Doc.
Okay, so this.
Isn't there a place over here?
Yeah, on the right side, you should be able to click up.
Click on this picture of you.
Here? From Mihaela Grita.
Nope.
The one up where it says 9+, the little red up by the bell. Go up
the bell right next to that.
There's a picture. Click on that.
Yeah, and it should say something like.
So my channel. Go to my channel.
My channel right at the top.
Okay.
The channel doesn't have any content.
I ran into this with Janet. We found it though. I'm trying to remember what we did. So click on your name again.
Up in the right hand corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I'm trying to remember. What did we do? Because it was like, what? Yeah. We just did it.
No, we so
go to, go to my channel again.
Click on home up at the top under YouTube. See where it says that? Yeah. Are you logged in?
Yeah, because her picture is showing. So otherwise, if she wasn't.
I always have this trouble.
I do.
The way I found it was by clicking on the video picture with a plus on it.
That's what I was just going to say, too. Yep, exactly. Click on the video. There you go. And upload video. Yep. Okay, so change it to unlisted instead of public. Okay, now click on select video files to upload. Okay, so what was the video you wanted to put up?
Here, it's on her phone.
Yeah,
it's not on her computer, it's on her phone.
So I think I uploaded them on YouTube on the phone because it gave me the message that they are uploaded and ready to be seen.
Did you click done button? So after it was done uploading, did you click the done button?
No.
So click out of here.
Lisa, if you're going to leave soon, just pop in and say goodbye before you do.
I think you're going to have to try doing it again because if it's not there under play all, then...
Should I just put them... Public or unlisted?
No, unlisted for now.
Why is it not showing her other stuff? Because she has a bunch of other videos. That's my concern. Is it says nothing on the channel?
I don't know. Because for Janet, she only had the one thing.
Weird. Okay.
So it takes a while though.
Where's that 12 or that number there? Like up at the top.
Those are your notifications.
Oh.
Where's the 99 plus?
Yeah, and the so one next.
You know, on my phone.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Mihaela Kurita with the naturopathic pharmacist. See, like it's showing these two videos?
Yes.
They're there.
That's on YouTube or is that on your phone?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube on your phone?
Yeah.
Log out and log back in again. See what happens. I mean, is it the same Gmail address that's associated?
Yeah.
You said that on your phone.
That's a good idea.
Maybe... Let me see if I say add to playlist.
Say yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Because you might need to log out and log in to see what you're doing.
Usually you don't.
I do my little short videos all the time from my phone.
Yeah. And you use the YouTube app to upload them?
Yep.
Yeah.
I click on the video, I click share, I click YouTube. And so go to playlists.
So you just said add to playlist there. Did it ask you for the name of a playlist?
It asked me create new playlist.
Say yes.
Later.
Say yes.
Let's see.
Just name it whatever you want.
I'm going over to mine to see what mine looks like.
I always struggle with YouTube stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, I haven't had a problem, but I, at least to my knowledge, I haven't had a problem.
And you know, that, how did you get that one there, Mihaela? Did you just do it right on?
This one, I just uploaded it. I don't know.
Was this it from your phone? It looks like it's from your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on your phone, it's saying Naturopathic Pharmacist is the name of your YouTube channel, correct?
Yeah. It doesn't really say anything here, so I don't. But when I chose to upload it, it gave me either my personal one or my naturopathic, and I picked that one.
I wonder if it messed up and went to your personal one.
Let's see.
You can try it again and just make sure that you're, that it's.
How about if I say share? Let's see, share. Share to whom? Hi, this is Mario.
Trying to think of another way you can get them there. How long are these?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. I'm in mine and it's different now. They've done something.
So one is 1 minute and 15 seconds and the other one is 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Okay, so they're short enough that maybe you can send them as an email to yourself. By that, at the bottom, usually when you look at a video or a picture, there's that little thing with the box with an up arrow, and you can click that, and it'll tell you, like you can say, send as an email. I'm trying to think.
Hi, I've got it. I've just been fiddling with mine, and it looks exactly the same, and I had real trouble, and I've just managed to get to it. Because I've had exactly the same trouble. Every time I come to YouTube to look for my videos, I'm faddling around forever. I've just got to it. So should I just show you on mine?
Please.
Where to find it quickly. Okay.
Yes, please.
Right. So what I did was, let's go back.
Let's see. We have to stop share. So hit stop share, Mihaela.
Okay.
We'll click back down there and just say stop share.
Let me know when you can see my screen.
Okay, so I think it'll come up as soon as she stops. Okay, Alison Grimson has started. There you go.
Yeah? Okay. So if when you're on your screen, Mihaela, if you go up to this, the nine dots.
Okay.
Top right. If you click down here, sorry, I'll just move the pictures. Right, so click here. Oh, I just found it. I know what I did. I've got it. Yeah. So if you click on your picture. Okay. Under those options is YouTube Studio beta testing.
Okay.
Click on that. Takes a little bit to load. And at last, and it takes me 10 minutes, half an hour every time trying to find this stuff. And now I can.
Then I'm not the only one, because this is what happens to me.
Yeah, and now you can look at your videos at last, and you can change them from unlisted to URL only and all the rest of it.
Yeah, right. I've never done it on beta, but
by that, Mihaela,
I find them.
Okay.
So that's good to know.
Yeah.
On my videos. All right, so do you want to have a look and see if you can find it on yours? I'll just stop the share.
Yes.
And you can reshare yours. Hopefully...
I know, it just happens to me every time.
I don't know why they make it so difficult.
let's do this.
Now just click on videos, Mihaela, over to the left. That's it. Click on that. Oh.
What?
What?
I was hoping all your videos would be there.
Can you log into your personal? Maybe it uploaded to your personal.
I think this is my personal, though. With this picture, my naturopathic one has my logo, which is...
Oh, so this is your personal. You've got to go to your...
Yeah.
Maybe you just go to that thing and log out and then re-log in.
I don't think you should have to re-log in. I think it says which YouTube channel, because I've got several YouTube channels. I'll just check back again.
Okay, so go back up there. Yeah, so now that's your naturopathic pharmacist. Go up to the little circle of you.
Oh, yeah. When you click on your name, on your picture, then it gives you different, you can switch account.
Okay, maybe
so that's where you can switch to your different channels.
Find out, switch account, there you go. Okay.
See if that works.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, ready?
Yeah, let's put up the volume. Let me put up my volume because it seems like it's going to be a little low.
Yeah.
Go up at 100%. Okay, let's see.
And I am a clinical pharmacist and a research pharmacist, traditionally trained, and I am a functional medicine provider. Now, I do realize you might not know what functional medicine is, so let me give you an idea of what it would be like to work with. I don't believe in giving medication to cover symptoms. I've done this for the last 15 years as a clinical pharmacist. And quite frankly, I don't see any patients getting better. They refill their prescription year after year. They still have diabetes, 5% of heart disease. So something is not working. And a few years back, when I had trouble with my own health, I realized that nobody had any answers for me. They were just giving me the same medications that I was dispensing to my patients, but nothing was working. So I decided to use my research skills and go digging, and that's what I did. And I learned that you have to go to the underlying cause for those symptoms. You have to change the way you eat. You start moving. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to remove toxins from your environment to allow your own body to heal from within. And this is how I want to work with people. This is how I want to work with you. And let me tell you that if you're willing to take these steps, like, you know what? It's not as simple as just cupping a couple of meals. It will require you to change the way you think for the better. Will require you to acquire some skills in the kitchen to learn how to make healthy food or even just how to procure healthy food. It will also require you to start exercising. But if you are willing to take those steps, if you're willing to commit, please click on the link below and schedule a strategy session with me, and we'll figure out if we're a good match to work together. Thank you. Hi, Do you want to watch the next one? Or
no, let's talk about this one first.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great start. Okay. And there's a couple of things that I would do differently. And I know you weren't intending to show anybody, you know, so it's just a first start. But here's the things in doing a redo. I would start with the part, I can't remember exactly what you said to lead into the broken system, right? For years, play it again and I'll tell you where, because I think that's where you need to start. I don't think you want to introduce yourself at a start. It's a waste of the first 5 minutes of precious time. Yeah, right after this.
Giving medication to cover symptoms. I've done this for the last 17 years as a clinical pharmacist. And quite frankly,
okay, stop it there. So kind of like you just jump in and you go, for the last X number of years, I have been in the realm of dispensing prescriptions as a clinical pharmacist. And what I've noticed is the people don't get better. The diabetes doesn't go away. The heart disease, we're just keeping people alive with these prescriptions. And what I've noticed is that people, you deserve more. There's something not quite right about our system because we're just using drugs to cover things up. What I've, then the stuff you said about I liked when I was having my own health issues. Yeah, so that's when you can insert, hey, my name is Mihaela, and I've been a clinical pharmacist for the last 15 years. What I noticed when I had my own health issues, I realized this system was broken when I had my own health issues. And I was starting to get dispensed the same prescriptions that I'd been dispensing to my patients. And I realized this isn't helping me. What I needed was more. I needed to dig into what's the root cause. So get at the root cause, because when you jump right into, you have to, that's the thing I thought, you have to change your diet. You have to do that. You're losing people. You're pushing them away. Have to, right? What I noticed was nobody was helping me to get to the root cause. What was really causing me to have these symptoms? What was the underlying thing that I needed to fix in my life to identify what was really going on and what was creating these symptoms? And I'm just throwing this out there. You can play with the languaging. Sure. You're probably suffering. Are you suffering from fatigue? Are you suffering from debilitating menstrual cramps? Are you, you know, on medication for diabetes and you're scared because you hear of all the horrific long-term effects? I'm here to help because I've seen that what we're doing in the traditional realm isn't working. And that's why I've decided and I've studied and have become the naturopathic pharmacist. As a naturopathic pharmacist, I employ functional medicine. You may not know what that is, but let me tell you a little bit about it. Functional medicine helps you to get to understanding what's going on in your system. How's the function misbehaving that's creating your symptoms? And what can we do to restore balance so that you have tons of energy again? So that your blood sugar becomes stabilized, your moods become stabilized, your menstrual cramps are a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. So you can sail through the month with ease and grace so that you can feel good. You deserve it. It's your birthright. So I'd love to share with you more. Click on the link below and let's see if we're a good match to work together. I know that you want more than to cover up your symptoms with just yet another drug that 10 years from now may have discovered has all kinds of side effects. That's the history. Just, you know, I'm not over exaggerating this. Drugs go out there. 10 years later, we find that it's caused cancer, caused heart disease, caused malfunctions. I don't want you to be another statistic. Let's talk. You know, something like that, right? And you're introducing yourself after you catch their attention. So that initial needs to be attention grabbing.
Okay.
Right? You get their attention. They don't care who you are. What they care is, can you help me? And when you can identify their pain within the first 30 seconds of that video, and then relate to it, like when I was suffering from fatigue, brain bug, blah, 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 blah. I turned to what I knew, what I'd been trained in, which was conventional medicine. And I was devastated by how little they had to offer me. Yet another drug. Mm-hmm. Yet another something that wasn't really helping. So that's when I started studying functional medicine. And I became the naturopathic pharmacist. A little bit about that. Don't get too much into it. Click here to find out more about how we can work together as a team to get to the root cause of what's ailing you and actually make a difference. Okay. Right? Emphasis, you know, just get passionate with it because I know you're passionate about this. Yes. Right? And I know you were ailing and hurting and saw it. I mean, it must be hard to be trained conventionally. I was never trained conventionally. I started with this in mind. If I had been trained conventionally and felt like after 10 years of doing this or 5 years or some length of time that the training missed the mark, how would I feel? Like, how did you feel? I'd feel betrayed. I felt betrayed by my own profession. Here I was trying to help people to feel better, but my profession didn't have solutions. We were just band-aiding people. And here's what I discovered. And here's how I helped my own issues and how I want to help you. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Lynn.
I just really want to emphasize that. I know for myself, when I don't make it about me, but about them, and just like almost leap into, out of your camera, into their room, and just having that really, you know, I would suggest before you do this, because I have to do this before I just do little 3-minute, hey, try this little stretch routine thing on my videos. But I have to ground myself to really connect with myself. So when I'm talking to them, it's coming from me and my heart. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why I just, I'm very grateful that I'm with Dr. Rita Marie, because I can see how she does it. And it's just, it's mesmerizing me to me to watch her on these things. And she just, because she gets out of herself and she gets into why she wants to help them, and that connects with people. And it's like this magnet. It's like they almost can't help themselves. They're like, yeah, right. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's not like she's Svengali and saying, okay, you will now spend thousands of dollars on me. But it's because she comes from that heart of passion and caring.
Yeah.
And so I think the more that you do that, it will connect with people, and that's what they'll relate to. And why they care about who you are is because you can help them, and you connect with that feeling of helping them. So anyway,
and it's important to emphasize, that's a great point. And it is important to tell them who you are once you've grabbed their attention. Cause then it goes, oh wow, she's not just one of these other crazy internet people who decided they wanted a new career and now are teaching people how to be healthy. She's got this training. She's got this background. She sees the fallacy in the system from the inside out, and she wants to help me. And you're not going to be the same as me. I get big and I get loud and I get in people's face, but your heart needs to come through. However it is, your softness, and Lynn has a softness, but people feel her heart, right? I have a softness, but I also have my passion is huge, right? And that may turn some people away, but that's okay, because those aren't my people, right? But they're going to be yours, and everybody's going to be attracted. And some of them are going to be so attracted because you have that medical training. And I love, you had that heart in there when you started talking about yourself and, you know, but use some of those words that they see. My system, my training betrayed me. That could be a really powerful thing to say. It betrayed me. When I had my accident and I had my system, what I've been trained in, betrayed me. They didn't have solutions for me. We have band-aids in medicine, in functional medicine, in and use it, brand naturopathic pharmacy. In naturopathic pharmacy, we have, and I would get a trademark on it. Naturopathic pharmacy, naturopathic pharmacist, whichever you can get, you get trademarked. Because then you start to brand it. It's a new era. and nutritional endocrinology. That's not a medical branch, but I've branded that, and more and more, I want that to become like, oh yeah, I want nutritional endocrinology. I don't want conventional, mm-hmm. right? I want naturopathic pharmacy. I want a naturopathic pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And I could see you in the future training naturopathic pharmacists. Right?
Yeah.
You get this system down, you get people excited about it, and then people are going to want to be a naturopathic pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So get your passion out there. My system betrayed me, and it's probably betraying you. And it's awesome. The system I was trained in works beautifully for trauma. It works beautifully for that. You need instant pain relief while you're working at the root cause. And you may need a combination of both while we're getting to the root cause. But we really need to work at getting you to the root cause. Because otherwise you're just band-aiding it over. Your poor liver is suffering from all the side effects. And who knows what the downside of these medications is going to be if you stay on them long term. Let's just get to the root cause. Click here and let's chat.
Okay.
Let's chat about how we can get this, you, the results that you want. But make sure it's like you're really honing in on the results they want. Right? And I would just brand the hell out of naturopathic pharmacy.
Okay.
It's a whole new branch of medicine, naturopathic pharmacy. And some of the stuff, and as you do more videos, you can just occur to me, what you do is you like look at, what does that mean? Like I say with nutritional endocrinology, what does it mean? And I have my hierarchy of the things, and bottom would be bioidentical hormones and potentially medications, right? But that's not our first priority. What are we going to use? We're going to do, don't dwell too much on that they're going to have to change their diet or exercise.
Okay.
Because that's going to push them away, right? We're going to empower you to make those lifestyle shifts that are going to bring you to peak performance and your optimal health. And I'm going to help you to personalize those for you, because they don't want just another diet plan. Oh, yeah, exercise more, sleep more. Eat better. They've heard it. I want to know how they're going to do it and how I can customize it to you by looking. Blah. And then if you just say, if you don't get too into what the click of the link is going to be mysterious, because then you can shift that. You can make this really great hot video. And then once you've got it leading to a webinar, sign up for this webinar where we're going to go in depth. And I'm going to share with you the five strategies as opposed to how we're going to work with me, because that reeks of, oh, this is going to cost me a lot of money. Right?
Okay.
So click here and find out what your next steps are to getting to the root cause. Now, initially, that could be sending you them to this strategy page like we just talked about in ClickFunnels that tells them how to sign up for a session. But then you switch that out to be, how do they get into this webinar? You know, this training, I mean, the top three strategies to help you to personalize your whatever so you don't need your drugs anymore, so you get to the root cause, whatever.
Okay.
So make it that, and make it, just play with it. And don't be afraid to keep doing it until you like it, and let us see it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Allie, do you have any insights for Mihaela, too, based on what we just talked about?
No, I think that's perfect. I think that's all good advice and a really good focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was, you had a lot of that in there, right? It was the order and the call to action, making it. And then I just kind of, you have to do this and you have to do that. And that pushes people away.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Empowering. I'm going to empower you to know exactly what the right lifestyle transformations to make that a positive word.
Yeah.
You know, the lifestyle activities, the simple strategies that you can do mm-hmm. to improve this right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn, anything else?
You know, as I'm listening to everybody, one thing that's coming to me is sometimes we make it too hard. We overthink it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this and I'm speaking for myself as well. I think I know what I need to do, but listening to what you're sharing with Mihaela and watching everybody here, if we truly get out of our own way and see how people are reacting to us and what we want, the answer is actually right there. It's kind of like being a parent. Well, I want my child to be like, and so I'm going to make them do this, and I'm going to, you know, and really our child's going, no, Mom, I just want to hang. Oh, nope, I want you to be. And so we want our people to be healthy and happy and whatever, and they're sitting there going, no, I really just want to hang. But we're going to make them come to what we want. And so having that real conversation, because indeed we all want the same thing. They want the same thing and we want it for them, but we can't make them. So if we listen to them, how can we help them see the same vision? Again, it goes back to being a parent. The kid and the parent want the same thing. You know, that the child wants to be happy and all of that, but we think they're going to be happy if they do the things we say. And so how do we work together? Mm. So anyway, that's just kind of my stream of conscious thinking as I'm listening to all of you.
And every time somebody says something, it inspires some little channels to go off, right? So that goes back to the pain pleasure thing, right? What do they want? What does everybody want? To be out of pain and to experience pleasure. Mm-hmm. Simple, right? It's just for each niche that you're going towards. What is the pain and what is the pleasure, mm-hmm. right? So how do you get them focused to hear what that pain gets them in? The pleasure gets them spending and investing in themselves, right? So you bring them in with, you know, whatever that pain points are.
Yeah.
And whatever the promise is, what they want the most.
And that might be just not to be in pain.
It may be initially, right? Some of them, that's all they want. Stop my pain, for God's sake. Right? What would it be like if you could wake up pain-free? What would you be able to do with your life? And then you can paint the picture of the pleasure, right? What if you woke up in the morning and you actually had this boundless energy? What are all the amazing things you could be doing with your life? Would you be writing a book? Would you be water skiing? Would you be, you know, building a business? What would it be for you? Here's how you get there. You got to stop the pain. And we've got to help you to get out of that rut. It's holding you trapped. Mm-hmm. When you can do that. The very first sales page I ever wrote, I worked with Brenda Normand one-on-one to write with me. And it wasn't even a sales page. It was an opt-in for a webinar, for a free talk. It was actually an in-person talk. And they still use a lot of the languaging we came up in there. It was the pain versus the pleasure. I still use a lot of that languaging. I think it's probably still up if you wanted to see it. Because I never take anything down. I think it was like, fatigue.
I'll share part of where I'm coming from. So this last Monday, I mean, like I wrote it Sunday night and it went out Monday morning. I was like, oh, it's a new moon. I should just invite my mailing list to come and onto the Zoom and we'll do, a new moon kind of a thing. I wasn't even quite sure what I was going to do. In fact, I really didn't know until I got on there. And the response I got from people, and then I sent them the replay afterwards, and I'm like, oh, you know, it's okay. Maybe, you know, I'm sitting here thinking in my brain, this is what I want to give them. And then I'm hearing back from people that this is what they like. And so that's kind of where I'm spinning from is that place of hearing what people are saying they like. And that's that low hanging fruit. Once I get that established and have my own personal needs filled, you know, so Maslow's hierarchy, my foundation cared for, then I can move up and start seeing more of what I want to give people. Like kind of like you were just talking about there with, hey, so now we've got them out of that. They're no longer feeling pain. Let me introduce you to pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's really, that's not the original. I think the original got morphed into this one. So this is a little more sophisticated, but it's a very old, I mean, I did that in 2008, probably seven.
Oh, wow.
That sales page.
Yeah, but really, I would like to say it. Yeah.
Pretty powerful, right? You know, so that's the kind of stuff you want to be getting them into the pain, getting them into the pleasure, what's possible for them, and then offering them the boat to get there, the vehicle to get there. We jump too much into, and you get this, and you get that, and you get the other thing, instead of looking at that. So there's some powerful languaging in there. I'd probably rewrite some of it now, but it's very old, and I can't believe it's still up there. Because if somebody clicks on that link and tries and finds this page and then tries to buy this program, I don't know what the hell they'll get. Oh, here we go. Sign up here to be notified the next time it's available. I wonder what happens if they do.
Yeah. I will be honest, there's lots of times that I'll Google certain, you know, Dr. Rita Marie and I'll come up with programs like, oh, like there's this Shine program that has to do with hormones.
Yeah, it was a webinar. It was an ERC preview webinar. Mm-hmm. But the languaging in there, wow, it's an old one shopping cart link. I'm going to find out if I can.
We're still seeing Mihaela's screen. Mihaela, do you want to stop sharing? Sorry.
That's okay. No, you'll just click the link. I put it in the chat. But if they try to sign up, it goes to an old one shopping cart thing. That's how old it is. We haven't done that since, I don't know, 2010.
So do you want to see the other
one? I have seen it. I have seen this before. I have seen people.
Yeah, but then people would try to sign up for it and we lose them. So if it's going to be still out there, we either need to redirect that URL somewhere else.
Yeah, no, that's why people contact us.
We change the contact piece and we have Jimmy just send it to an opt-in, you know, for something else. That's right. You want to play the other one, Shiv?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to, I've been here. I've been listening.
Oh, you've been. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, no, I've been listening. I really enjoyed that, and I really think your feedback on the video was very good because I learned a lot about that, how I could think about doing my video.
Right.
Sorry, Mihaela, I'm going to have to go because it's getting to that time where I have to go to bed. All right.
Well, have a good sleep.
Okay, thank you.
Think this through and keep us posted. Do you want to give us a date when you're going to get at least the first one done?
The sales page, I'll say 2 weeks. Is that okay?
Yes. We're going to hold you to that. 2 weeks.
All right. 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
All right then. Great.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mihaela.
So.
Play the other one. Did the other one upload?
Yeah. That's right here. This one is shorter too.
Hi, this is Dr. N, and I have a personal story to share with you. I had trained for 5 months straight, running 30 some miles per week. culminating on weekends with runs that were anywhere between 3 miles to 20 some miles. I had made sure I rested at night. I had exemplary diet. And at the end of the 5 months, I lost a whole 1 pound. That was devastating to me. Now I learned that I can use my own genetics to give me the fastest results without the trial and error of dieting and exercising. So if you have poor results from previous diets and exercises, and you have been systematically gaining weight, especially around your belly, thighs, and hips, and if you have frequent cravings, please click on the link below and schedule a strategy session with me to go over the possibility of using your own genetics to give you the answer to your puzzle.
Okay, so here's, it's great. It's a great start, right? So I love how you you went right into the story, right? So don't tell them you're going to tell them a story. Go right into your story. Okay. So can you imagine, start like this, something like this. Can you imagine how frustrating it was to me after 6 months of training for a marathon, running 30 plus miles a week, on weekends running anywhere between 3 and 20 miles, and at the end of that month's time to have dropped 1 pound. Pause. How frustrating is that? Are you in a situation like that too? You've tried an exemplary diet. You've tried exercising until you're exhausted. And you've tried blah, whatever. And you still have the extra weight around your middle, around your thighs, around your hips. And you're like, what the heck am I going to do next? You're sick of it. All you want to do is go eat a pint of ice cream. It's easier.
Way easier.
Way easier. So I struggled with this, and what I discovered was the key was in understanding my unique genetics and how that predisposed me to certain, whatever, you know, biochemical pathways or however you want to put it, that where the conventional wisdom of eat more, exercise more, we want to eat more and exercise less. I have the eat more, exercise less diet. Come join me. Boom. Right. Eat less, exercise more. It doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And how do you know if it's going to work for you? Well, if it's not been working for you up until this time, you need a different strategy. Click on the link below and learn more about how your genetics can dictate the best possible nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, etc. program for you that's going to move that extra weight and leave you feeling energized, motivated, and inspired. Click on the link below and find out more. So don't talk about scheduling a strategy session, mm-hmm. right? Click on the link below to find out more. When they get to that strategy session, when they get to that page, if it's the single page about the strategy session, which it will be at the beginning, then look at the way I did that other page where you're honing in on the problem and then you're coming up with the solution, right? And for only X whatever dollars at the end, whatever the price you want to charge for that strategy session, maybe the regular price is $200, $300, whatever you want it to be. You can make it up. We can always make that up. And because you're here, because you watch my video, and because I relate to you so much, I'm slashing that, you know, limited time. I have a limited number of seats. I can do this for you for whatever you want to, whatever you feel comfortable doing it for. And then once it's not that, once you're going to send them to a webinar, then you can do the same sort of thing and have the bullet points of what they're going to learn on this webinar that's going to empower them to know. And of course, on that webinar, you're going to lead them to, they're going to need to look at their genetics, right? And that webinar can take them to a strategy session, or it can take them to a program that tests their genetics and then does the strategy session. Either way, right? But I think the testing the genetics and the strategy session can be really good. And especially if the genetics testing, well, if they've already got their genetics tested through 23andMe, you don't want to make them spend money to get it tested through this other site. So sure. You have two choices, sign up here and then you figure it out, right? They can either get the genetic testing plus the report plus a strategy session for you for whatever you want to charge for that. Or they can use their 23andMe, upload their raw data into whatever you want to use. Or I would say for you, yeah, have them upload their raw data. You put it into whatever report you think is going to be best if it's that one. However, and then you do it and there's just a different price.
Yeah.
Okay. But this way your video becomes everlasting because it's a pain to have to redo videos.
Yeah.
Right. And it just sends them to find out more and people are going to be more intrigued. They're wary of strategy sessions, guys. Strategy session means sales call for those who've been around the block a few times. They don't want it. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead, you're sending them to a program they're going to sign up for. That gives them this results, and it's only this much. And Allie, you know, you can do it for the $150, but call it something that gives them, like, you know, the get rid of hot flashes or whatever. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So this is great. It's a great start, and you hit a lot of this stuff. Your story is going to hit a lot of people. Because you're going, yeah, I did the same freaking thing. I did a triathlon or I did a marathon. I've been running 4 miles a week and nothing's budging. What the hell am I doing wrong? And you may be thinking, what the hell am I doing wrong? And it's not your fault. It's because you just don't understand what your genetics is telling you about what you need to be able to optimize. Let me help you.
Good. Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah, Allie says, I daren't attend any strategy sessions as I always end up buying. I want you to think about those sessions. What are they doing that are hitting you where your heart is stronger than your purse strings? And I want you to mimic it. Not a gimmick. You're feeling like, oh my God, this has the answer for me. Right? Yeah. It's good stuff.
Okay. Sure.
So, Mahela, let's come up with your three.
Ooh.
Or two or one, whatever. So what are you wanting to commit to?
Well, I will be working on my videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the ClickFunnels.
Yep. For the strategy session, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Make an outline, right? For all of you doing that, don't just jump into lead pages but make the outline first of what are the pain points. But sometimes when you actually get into the real document, it starts those juices flowing, right? About how to word it. So just a general outline of what the pain and pleasure points are and what you're offering. That's mm-hmm. all you need.
Okay. How about that's it? Because
that's perfect. That's perfect. Because that'll give you a place where people can come.
Yeah.
Right away. And
yeah.
Consume.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the third one will be, what are you going to say to them on the strategy session and just the flow, the general flow of the strategy session. And that'll just flow from whatever you come up with. Right. And you know how to do strategy session. If you haven't, I would look at Bill Barron's Master of Enrollment in the PBSS section. He talks about, you know, the structure of a strategy session. I think we also have somebody else that did an enrollment conversation when I don't remember who in PBSS, and my stuff on strategy sessions is also in there.
Where is this one in?
PBSS, so go into the site and look under Practice Building Success System. There's one from Bill Barron, and I think there's one that I did on enrollment conversations. And how do you, you know, how do you structure them so that people buy? This is just a paid enrollment session,
yeah.
Right? And as professionals, you don't have to do free, right? This is your way to do them and not do them free.
Yeah.
I never wanted to do free ones. Yeah, we do it when we're doing a launch for ERC or for NEPT, and I've done plenty of them that way, but not for just general stuff. I would always make them pay anywhere from $100 to $200.
Okay.
Right? And you have to give them. And it's better for us because we don't like to sell. We like to help, assist. Yeah. So you're going to do a session that gives them their, whatever you promise them, 1, 2, 3 strategies, their long-term strategy is move on and sign up for your full-blown whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you feel like you're making an offer. And then usually if you do those right, you don't even have to make the offer they ask you. Okay, how do I work with you? What's my next steps? And all the stuff in there, there's handling objections, there's all that kind of stuff and how you handle. Charlotte Jacobs thing last week. Watch that one. That should also be in PBSS. Charlotte Jacobs. Don't call it handling objections. Calling it dancing with concerns, which I like a lot better. So she's got it in there. So we have 3 different things on strategy sessions. And I thought we had a 4th one. I think we had another guest in there once. We might have 2 Charlotte Jacobs. Oh, did we put that Charlotte Jacobs from last week? We need to put that, have Jazzy, have her take that and put it in as a PBSS. Because she did that as more of a general for the whole community. But take that and put it in, yeah. Yeah, because she handled the replay. So we need to get the replay from her. Tell her we want the replay so that we can put it in our library. So that all new people will get it. She'll be fine with it. But we did it on our Zoom, so we shouldn't have to ask her for it. Right? Didn't we do it? No, she did it on her Zoom. Yeah. Yeah. That should be easy. All right.
Thank you.
So final comments. We did good on time, 3:30. We have 25 minutes before our official end. And if there's any wrap-up comments, concerns, like I also want, like Lisa committed to 2 weeks. I want commitment from Allie and Mahila.
Okay. Can I just go through my... items, please.
Yes, please.
So, first of all, I'm going to create the strategy session opt-in form,
mm-hmm.
which is no longer going to be for a free strategy session. Therefore, I will feel better about sharing it widely.
Yep. And don't make it called an opt-in. Call it an offer page. Strategy session offer page.
Okay.
Just so that you keep that straight in your mind, right?
Yes.
And if we call it sales page, then we feel like we're selling and we don't like it. Thicky. But if we call it a strategy session offer page,
yeah,
then you're going to create that. Yep.
Yeah. And my hourly rate is now $300 an hour rather than $260.
Yep.
And my strategy session is $150 or $195. I will split test the 2 prices.
Okay.
Then I'm going to do a brief summary of my next level package, 2 different options, possibly 3, because people tend to take the middle of 3,
mm-hmm.
Probably 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, at approximately 1,000 to 10,000 price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also going to come up with my contract for paid sessions, for each of those packages and for paid sessions. I'm going to do my script. Now, I've written here script for the webinar for the £150 strategy session. Is that actually the script for the video for the £150 strategy session?
There's probably both, but the first would be like Mihaela's, right? Something like Mihaela just did, the 3-minute, that's going to send them to a page that can go either way down the road.
So click here, and then so I can
click here to find out what your next steps are. And initially, it's just going to send them to that first thing you did. So that's what I would do. And then, you know, if that's, this is phase one. Phase two is the contract and the webinar. Because I think if you think too much about the contract, you're going to get stuck. It's going to feel overwhelming. I'm also thinking on the next level, the only thing I really want you to do is what's the VIP? What's the one level? You already complicated it by going from 2 to 3 levels. I want you to just do the one. Let's do phase two is going to be 2 more levels.
Yeah.
Just the one. That's it. What if you just had one option for them?
Yeah.
Right? Just one option.
Yeah.
Once you get that done, then you can move on to phase two. Because this way, if we do it that way, you can get this out there quickly.
Yeah.
Which is what we want. All this other stuff gets you bogged down. Right? It's done it before.
Yeah.
So the $150 strategy session, the offer page for that, you know, you'll write a little outline for it first. Your next level, what's that? What's that $1,000 or less program? Okay. What's that $1,000 or less program you're going to offer them? Just done. And then from there, I would create the script for the, not the webinar, but the intro video, 3-minute.
And then record the video.
And record it. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Next phase, you're going to look at the contract. Because once they do this, if you're just doing the one, a short program, it's easy. It's going to be easy to throw a contract together. You just, yeah. But I don't want you bogged down in that. Contract, webinar script. And then you can add the 2 more levels.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine how easy it would be if you're only offering them one thing and it's under $1,000 and you can create so much value for it. And then you focus on that one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And then, and that's going to include the webinar series as part of the bonuses for that.
Yeah, I would do that for sure because you already got it. Unless you're going to go, oh, I have to re-record 2 of them.
I have to re-record 2 videos.
Then you're not going to include it initially. That'll be part of phase 2.
Okay, so doing the re-releasing the online course is going to be phase 3.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I would say look at your online course to see what PDFs, what handouts, maybe a video or two that could be included, not the whole course, but what is still okay if there are any videos that are okay. And if not, then what transcripts might be okay that you can just edit a little bit and just give them that, or what handouts do you have that you can give them? You know, your whatever, your stress management piece, your how to get a good night's sleep piece, your something that connects stress with female hormone imbalance, right? And I think you have something in there like that. But again, if that's going to be too much, don't. Throw in a smoothie recipe book. Throw in whatever else you have.
Okay.
And here's the thing too. You may, if since it's a $1,000 program, is there something in your store that's a physical product that's low, under $50, your cost, that you could send them that would then get them into seeing all the other cool physical products that you have?
Okay.
Maybe it's a specific herbal combination. Maybe it's a specific smoothie powder, you know, something that ties really well in. And as a bonus for early sign up, I'm going to give you this. The value of this, if you bought it on the website, is, you know, $59. I'm going to throw it in. If it's $59.
Maybe my probiotics, which are $24.
Something.
Yeah.
Right? That you can just throw in that's physical. And physical products, like, seal the deal. Like, it's like, it makes it harder for them to say, oh, I want to cancel this, because now they have to put this physical product back into the
into the post. Yeah.
right? So that's what's called a stick strategy. So if there's anything like that, Mihaela, but, you know, fine. And that you can say, you can't do methylation factors because you don't know what their particular thing is. But if there is something, you know, like I'll send a physical copy of my book or, you know, something along those lines.
Maybe I can just offer them like a methylated B12 bottle or something.
I wouldn't do it because you may find that they gotta be careful if they have COMTs and all that they can't do. And then they get worse when they take your supplement and then you've just kind of pushed them away. Right. Ever since I took your supplement, I want to kill my kids. Whoops. Right. But if there is something like that, you know, even probiotic, I'd be careful with probiotic just because if they have FUTs, FUT2s and you send them something that's not just bifidus or, you know, it may just throw them off, but a bifidus supplement is usually something that would, you know what I'm saying?
It's lacto and bifida. So it's quite a good, bog standard one. Also, I could send the, phytoestrogens, but not if they've got breast cancer.
Yeah, right. So something that's like an essential oil blend that's, a relaxation essential oil blend. I mean, don't overthink it. If you don't have something, don't bother. I'm just saying that could be an extra, like, bonus item that you add.
Yeah.
Right? But in a sense, you know, if you're talking the connection between stress and hormone imbalance or stress and, you know, all everything else that might be going on, you know, an essential oil blend that could help with that could be helpful or whatever. If you don't have something, fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I've got an eye mask to help with sleep.
What do you have?
Eye mask to help with sleep.
Yeah. Whatever. Something that's going to feel like, oh, that's really cool. Really like that, you know? And I just thought for you, Allie, because you have your store, that it could just introduce them to the fact that you have it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you know, that could be phase two or three also.
Yeah.
I just thought about that.
No, it's good.
Something really pops out at you. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Right? Something that everybody would benefit from without having to, you know, cater it or tailor it to their particular genetics or gut situation or whatever.
Okay.
Okay? But really, it's don't worry about that. Just worry about just what are you going to offer them? We can talk about bonuses.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Phew, you guys did amazing today.
Really has.
Did I slave you too much? Slave drive you too much?
Not at all. You slave drived you too much, didn't you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's interesting because Lynn said something like, you know, just going with the flow and really just not overthinking things. Mm. And so when I started, you know, thinking about what I really wanted to cover here, you know, part of me resists when I get on some of these calls to really plan it out, same thing with a 3-day event. It's like, I don't want to have too much structure to it because as I tune into the energy and the hearing what everybody needs, I want the flexibility and the freedom to be able to go with it. So I had this list of stuff that I wanted to cover and I didn't look at my list, except for at the beginning, the 5-minute check-ins, which turned out to be way longer than 5 minutes. But I realized that I was able to flow into your energy of what you needed. And that's what you can do when you're working with people. If you don't over-structure it, right? If you over-structure it, then you're feeling like, oh, this is what I promised them. I have to give them this or that. But that doesn't feel like what they need right now. So just learning to like get enough structure that they get it, but enough freedom so you can tune into what they're needing at the moment and then going with it. I've had so many calls in the last 2 weeks where it was they signed up, they set up their lab analysis call, and I got on their lab analysis call, and I could not go into that left brain mode. Because what they needed was to remove some blocks. And as I sat there, one of the first ones that this happened with, I said, so is there anything that you haven't written in your forms that I need to know about, you know, that you really want me to know about? She took a deep breath. And she says, yeah, and I haven't shared this with anybody ever in my life. I'm like, I'm gasping, going, holy, what's going to happen? And she shared about how she was sexually molested by her father when she was 12.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I took that and I worked with it and we blended with it. And I said, you know, you spent your whole, she had breast cancer twice and she didn't want to go there again. And I said, you've spent a lot of your life in the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been, in your left brain, trying to figure this whole thing out, what tests, what supplements, what labs. And they said, I want to just sit with this a minute and how this energy of this has been holding you back. And I just worked with her and we just talked and she unloaded and she says, I feel so good right now. I've never shared this with anybody. I said, nobody? Like, you didn't share it with your mom. You didn't share it with a friend. Because every time I tried twice to share it with my husband. And I couldn't get the words out. I tried to share it with my best friend. And I couldn't get the words out. And she said, have my husband pushed and said, you know, I might have said it. But I felt like he was uncomfortable. And he didn't say, okay, let's sit down. Let's really go through this. And let's just, there's something on your mind. Let me help you explore this. She might have gotten there, but you know how men are. They don't always do that, right? They're uncomfortable with deep feeling stuff. So he says, well, you know, it's clearly uncomfortable for you. So whenever you're ready. And that shut her off, shut her down. So when she shared this, and then I spent the whole, I said, look, we can, you know, we have about 20 minutes left. We can shift gears and start talking about your labs, but I don't feel like that's the best thing for you right now. I feel like you just need to sit in this and I want you to like go outside and step in the earth and just really feel into how relieved you feel right now. And how much burden is, and I just talked to her about that. And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she kept talking about how she was feeling and how she was going to use this feeling in her next heart map stuff. And it was just so wonderful for me not to go back to my agenda. I said, look, no worries. Next time we have plenty of time to meet. We'll get there. We'll work on your labs next time. But I really feel like right now this is important. And is it okay if I share it with your coach, your gold coach? And she said, yeah, no problems. I said, I'm not going to write it up in the notes because I don't want just anybody to see it, but I'm going to share it with her if that's okay. And I said, plus, she's a gold plus. I said, you're going to get 3 sessions with Laura Fine. You're going to get 3 sessions with Kimberly to explore this and really help move this energy. And that's going to help you dramatically. And I just went with what the situation was telling me versus the left brain. Oh my God, you didn't look at her labs yet. Oh my God. And it worked out beautifully. I shared it with her coach and her coach has had similar situations and totally related and said, I felt that there was something that she wasn't telling me. And so now she's had this wonderful interaction with her coach and she's going to get the support she needs. Right? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of following that intuition when you get on it. Make sense? And don't overstructure and don't overthink. Anybody else? Celine, did you have anything more you want to add to that? You're smiling. No. You have a really tranquil look on your face. It's very beautiful.
Well, thank you. It's the last 24 hours have been not tranquil, but now they're good. So,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
I definitely overthink and overstructure and, you know, don't do my strategy sessions because I haven't got the scripts in front of me and I can't find the scripts because I've got too much paperwork here and definitely overthink it.
And for you, who you have this gift of intuition, like some people have it more than others. I think you have it more than others. You certainly have it more than me. And I think that, you know, I've learned to tune into it. And I think you can just be so amazing if you just Let yourself be present with that person in front of you. You know what to say. You know some of the stuff. You know the flow. You don't need a script. You need a flow. And you need to tune into what this person most needs and give them what they most need. You know you have the intuition. You know you have that spiritual and energetic connection. Yeah. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. It's such a gift. Gets me teary-eyed. It's such a gift. And I'm thinking about all these people who are waiting for you that haven't had it, and I want them to have it. I want you to give them that gift. Okay? Mihaela, who's another left brainy.
Well, I think the sun is way into my eyes. I don't even know.
There we are.
I get like that too. So, for example, yesterday somebody called me to ask me about their child, and then they ended up scheduling their mother to see me on Tuesday. And she just mentioned one symptom, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do with that. So now I'm freaking out about finding some explanation. Like, for example, she said that her mom's blood pressure spikes up, but only at night. So I'm like, oh, okay. What is that?
Right. What is that? You don't know enough to know what that is right now. Yeah. That's your exploratory, right? And when you sit with somebody and say, look, your blood pressure is spiking at night, we have to think about mechanism-wise. Usually we'd see the blood pressure go down at night. Something's causing it. So I'm going to ask you lots of questions, and we're going to get to the root of this, right? I don't know right now what that causes because I don't have enough information. So we're going to get to the root. I'm going to ask you questions. Well, if there's some labs that we need, I'll recommend the labs to really look at it. And how does that sound, right? So trust yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You have enough of the software in your brain about how the body works and how things interact to know what questions to ask, to know what labs you may need, and to research what is that mechanism that would cause the blood pressure to go up at night. Cortisol spike, maybe, right? Was she abused at night? Maybe, you know, stuff like that. Right? Was she always awake with a sick kid at that night? Did her husband come home in the evenings from work and she didn't know if he was drunk or not? Right? Yeah. Like all those little things, right? That could cause it to go up. And what is she eating for dinner that's causing her magnesium levels to be depleted? Is she depleted in magnesium and it's worse than not? You know, there's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
Right. And if you feel clear that you have the know-how to dig and you express that to people, like, I don't really know where we can go with this, but I know the process we're going to take to explore it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
you got it.
I do.
And when you have those tough cases. Yeah.
I've been having, like, every week somebody calls me out of the blue, and I've been very happy.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Yeah. Good for you. Congratulations on that. And part of that, I think, is you just feeling more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I have a lot to offer, and I want these people to have what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm so glad you guys showed up. I was getting nervous last night when I just saw Mihaela and Lisa sign up, and I'm like, where's everybody else? Everybody said this was a good day. But then,
it's a fabulous day, and I just didn't have hadn't cottoned on to you having to register in advance. I know Lisa posted that she'd registered in advance, but I just didn't really cotton into that.
We shifted to that so that when I get on one of these calls, I know, like yesterday with the lab, it was so nice. I saw there's 13 people. We made sure we were prepared for them. And then we didn't send the actual Zoom link. I posted it this morning because I'm like, come on, somebody, get on here. But we actually post the Zoom link after you click the registration and say, hey, you're registered, and here's your link, and here's how to prepare. But it helps us to know if I know there's going to be 3 people on versus 12 people on.
Definitely.
You know, it helps me to pace myself and know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also for the mastermind group call next week, having that those pre and post call things that have actually got how much have you made in your business, it means you've got to start looking at the money instead of faffing around.
Yeah. And what's the next path to the cash?
Yeah.
Right? What can you do that's going to increase that, even if it's a short-term strategy? What do you have that you can sell short-term mm-hmm. that you can make a little money to tide you over while you're working on the longer-term programs?
Yeah.
You guys have it. It's, you know, it's like having children and it's like going to college. You got to do the work, right? Yeah. And when you do it, it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And the kitchen is calling you to clean it. The laundry is calling you to sort it. The closet's calling you to clean it out. Whenever you find yourself doing stuff that you really don't like to do, like domestic stuff, Mahaley, we had that conversation. When you find yourself doing domestic stuff, it's a clear sign. Procrastination.
Friends cleaning.
Right? I'm like, why am I cleaning my office? What am I procrastinating? My office has been this mess for like 6 months.
Well, this morning, just because I knew I have to be on this call and I have a patient tonight at 7 and I wanted to prepare for him and the realtor calls first time in almost 4 weeks that there's a customer that wants to come see the house. And I'm like,
okay.
So then I had to clean the stupid house. I'm like, ah!
Yay.
It's so stressful. Like,
it happens, right? And it forces you. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know that feeling. I know how it is to be stretched. And I know how it is to have some elasticity. And so a lot of us come from the structured mindset versus the flexible mindset. And we all have to learn to be in that more flexible mindset. Great book, Mindset, the New Strategy for Success, talks about the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. And when we can move into that, like, okay, all of a sudden I'm supposed to be here and I've got to get this done and I've got to get that done. How am I going to get all this stuff together? It gets you to be creative. Okay, how can I do the shortcut job of cleaning the house? How many closets can I shove stuff into in a box? Like, what can I put in the garage in a box? You know, it gives you that, okay, how do I shortcut this so that I can fit it all in? And I think that flexibility is really valuable. Okay.
Yeah.
And Allie, I want you to really think through. I want you to meditate and put out to the universe that farm and that vision. And not, oh no, I can't get that. I don't have enough money. How can I afford this? How can I make this happen? And just keep asking that question and sitting with the answers that come. Allow yourself to be open to possibility. Yeah?
Absolutely. I'd forgotten about that, would you believe? But it would mean so much to my husband. And I was saying it's the first time that my vision and Guy's vision have coincided.
Yeah.
And that's such a rare thing. We've been married 26 years. First time our visions have coincided.
All right, so figure it out. Figure the real money out. Figure out how much it's going to take you to, you know, run that thing, assuming you're selling this house. Mm-hmm. And how many, I mean, just really the bare bones minimum, because that's what you need to make the move. Then you can expand beyond that. How much am I making in my locums? How many locums do I really want to do a month and how many can I tolerate? How much, you know, so $700 a day, you know, you certainly don't want to do 100 days of locums in a month, but that would give you 7K, right? Yeah. And how much, and then how many, if you're charging 150 or 100, 200 for these sessions, how many of those, like we figured out for Lisa, if you can do one a day of those, right? And then we'll figure out the strategy to get you one a day. But figure out how many you need in a day, 150. What did I say for Lisa? It was like $4,500 if she did one a day, if she did 20 in a month. which is one every day for the, you know, the 4 weeks of non-weekend days, then, okay, how many does she need to do? That's four. That's one a day. That's five in a week. How do I get five a week of these strategy sessions? Five times 200, let's just say, is how much? Right? $1,000 a week, $4,000 in a month, $5,000, whatever, right? So there's this chunk. Now I have to figure out how to make the other 6,000. Well, if I do, how many days of locums can I comfortably do? 1 day a week if I want to do 1 day a week, or 2 days a week. I don't think you want to do more than that, right? So 700 times two is 1,400. Let's just say it's two. 1,400 times four is 5,600 right there. 56 plus, what did we say, 4,000, there's your 10K. When you break it down there, you go, okay, so I need two strategy sessions a day. I mean, one strategy session a day and 2 days of locums. Okay, how do I get that, right? And if there's other sources of income, you see, from that's assuming those strategy sessions go nowhere, right? If those strategy sessions go to my $1,000 program, and of those 20 in a month, I get 10% of them to sign up. That's, you know, so that's, right, what, two of them? That's another 2,000. If you can get more, great. So when you see these numbers, you go, okay, they're small goals that can lead you there. So then your biggest thing is, what do I have to do to get that steady stream? Do I have to do a webinar? Great, let me do a webinar, right? Who can help me do a webinar? Who can talk to their people about doing this webinar? Whose Facebook Lives can I get on to promote people to get to this webinar? You go, when you break it down that way, you come up with pretty small steps compared to, holy crap, I have to generate a hot $10,000 a month. How the hell am I going to do that? Right? Make sense?
Yes.
And where I'm at right now, if I want to generate $10,000 a month, I need to do 75% of a person in NEPT. Right. So if I could get two people every 3 months in NEPT, I can make 10,000 in a month. So I go, whoa, that's not hard. What am I going to do that? Okay. How do I get more strategy sessions? And then, you know, how do we get those people in? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. And as you build your programs and you have the higher levels, it's going to be easier and easier because you only need one or two. But let's start here.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing with you, Mahila. What is it you need? How many do you need to get? And calculate it, because it just feels more manageable when you go, okay, I had one this week. Great. I said one sign up this week. I need to have another sign up next week, and I've made my goal for the month. Oh, and if I get one every week into my higher level program, holy cow, that's 4,000. Yay. Right? And if I sell one into my $10,000 program, I've done it. Which is why I want you to have it, to be able to talk to people, because you never know when somebody's going to go, okay, that's good, I'll take it. And the more you get comfortable with it, the more likely you are to get somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Makes sense? So if you get like two of those a year, that's a good chunk. You guys can do it. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, if you get all this going, and I really like what you're offering, and we're getting people, we're just going to send them your way. We're going to include you in our sequence, in our list of what do you think's best for this person, Lynn? You know, I really think this person needs Ali's whatever. I really think this person needs to go deep with the nutrigenomics. Let's get them over to Mahila, right? This person really needs a deep dive into the Dutch and all those other tests that Lisa does so well. Let's get them over to her. But you have to start with having this thing set up. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Perfect timing. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. Bye.